Welcome to the Adam Carolla Show, Blotto in the Grotto Halloween Party, live from the Playboy Mansion. Adam's guests, the 3-6 Mafia, Anthony Anderson, Playboy TV's Jesse Jane, porn star Tara Patrick, the Deaf Frat Guy, the Briefcase Girls from Deal or No Deal, Jimmy Kimmel, the girls next door, Holly and Kendra, and their boyfriend, the one and only Hugh Hefner. All that, plus Big Tad, Dave, Teresa, and here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, you want me just to take over here?
Yes.
Take it away, Adam.
Yeah, all right. Well, first off, Dawson is actually dressed like a UPS driver, so perhaps you can find some employment over there. Just stay in the outfit, Dawson. Well, welcome to the Playboy Mansion. Yeah, we're here to party. I know you guys are slowly getting loaded and stoned, and there's blood everywhere in your body, but in your brain. But we are going to stay sober for at least the first 3 hours, and then I'm going to get lit like a Roman candle. I gotta be honest with you. Big show planned for you. Jimmy Kimmel, the great Jimmy Kimmel coming in. Ah, there we go. Jimmy Kimmel's coming in the show, 3-6 Mafia, Tara Patrick, Tom Likas, Jesse Jane, Anthony Anderson, the girls from Deal or No Deal, Playboy Bunnies, girls from Scores, we got a topless DJ, Hefner and his girlfriends are going to be here. Actually, they are here. Please welcome Kendra, Holly, and Bridget. Good to see you guys. No, I'm not sure if their mics are working. The girls.
Say hello.
Hey, Adam, what's up?
There we go. The girls next door. And I have to say, you know, as a kid, your favorite holidays are Christmas. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe it's Easter. But as an adult, as soon as you spring your first pube, it has got to be Halloween. Would you look at the beautiful women that are here tonight? And I got to say, I've been to the mansion many times, and there are good nights and there are great nights in terms of women. Tonight is a great night.
I would agree.
Yeah, you need to have a hot girl contest so you can see who the winner is.
I think we're going to have about a 50-way tie for first place.
I have to say,
it is if our own program director, Jack Silver, weeded out every single 6 and 7 in the batch. And we're left with nothing but 8-plus women here. And, I mean, this is spectacular. So, God bless you guys. And, Jack, you're looking very classy in your barrel outfit with the huge hole in the front. Some would
understand.
Say too big.
Why is the hole cut out in front, Adam?
You'll find out later. So, before we get started, I want to thank Miller Lite for coming out here, bringing the booze, and bringing the women as well. If my eyes are not deceiving me, they are completely naked except for just a little bit of a thong back bikini bottom, airbrushed blue, topless with the Miller insignia emblazoned on the chest. Wonderful. And not a B cup in the batch.
No, I'm looking at one right now. She's painted like a Miller beer bottle, and it appears to be at least a D.
All right, good. So, first off, let's get started with Bridget, Holly, and who else we have? Oh, yes, Kendra, the girls next door. Second big season on E! This is old hat to you guys, but it's exciting for us.
No, we love it. It's a lot of fun. I even saw a guy walk by in a bunny costume. I don't know.
Oh, but
that shook
yes.
me up a little bit.
That was Big Tad. We decided to shoehorn Big Tad into a bunny outfit just to sober up some of the guys. I also see a lot of the loser/winners who are here with us, the guys that shaved themselves and smoked the pubes and got the tattoos and blew
oh
up the whiz bombs in the car.
Did you
They're all here.
The pubes?
That is
yes.
sick. Not just any pubes,
Wait.
Adam.
I know. I gotta say something, and I'm sure you guys understand this concept, but when you're an ugly dude, you have to do stuff to get into parties. When you're hot, you just show up. You wear your beautiful, sexy outfit, and you show up. As a guy, you don't get into parties like this unless somebody takes a dookie pie and blows it up in your car, or you smoke some pubes.
They lick it.
Yeah, you have to do something. You guys will never know the pain of being a doofus guy. Guys, am I right? You don't just walk into parties like this. You have to earn your way in. All right. Now, where were we? That's right. We're talking about the girls next door. Now, do you guys live here in the mansion, or do you live across the way in the other smaller mansion that all the girls stay in?
No, we live here, but we invite a lot of our Playmate friends to live across the street.
Mm-hmm. So you guys live, and does everyone sleep in Hef's bedroom every night, or is there some sort of round robin that goes on? And how do I work myself into that mix?
Hey, Adam. Oh, no. I sleep there every night, but... I often have company.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, 3-6 Mafia in the house.
Wait, don't change the subject.
Or as producer Bruskett would call them, 36 Mafia. Because he's down with the homies. So every night, someone is sleeping with Hef, if not all of you. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way it goes. That's
I'm ready for a shot, are you?
Yeah, you guys want to get loaded? Start boozing. Get your booze on.
All right.
I got no problem with that. So what is a normal day for you guys? Like, I'm not sure which one of you to look at. You're both so beautiful. I'll turn to my right. I'll turn to my left. Again, we're sitting here. We're at the Playboy Mansion. Just to paint a picture in your mind's eye, we're straight in front of the swimming pool, the famous swimming pool. The grotto is just off to my right. That would be to your left if you're facing me. And then the bar is off there. The changing room's off to the right. They have peacocks and foxes running wild.
Foxes.
What is a normal day like for the girls next door?
There's no normal day here. What are you talking about?
Well, when does it start? About 2 p.m.?
Yeah, we roll out of bed, take our dogs out, and then just work on whatever we got going on that day. And then usually at night, we got something fun like this going
on. So where do you have to be tomorrow? What do you have to do? Like tomorrow morning, what time do you have to wake up?
I don't have to wake up any particular time. Our big thing tomorrow is we have buffet, dinner, and movie with all our friends. And then we're taking the press on a first run tour of our haunted house. So we're really excited about that.
Let me say this to the goofy guys out there. See, when you're hot, no alarm clock. Goofy dudes have to have 8-10 alarm clocks. Hot chicks, no alarm clocks. You just roll out of bed.
I do have 4 dogs. That's kind of annoying.
They get you out of bed, and then you just do a huge mound of cocaine, and then it's off to have sex with Hef, and then walk the dogs and give the tour. Now, we should say that not only we have in our Halloween party here tonight, there's another Halloween party that's here. Is that Saturday night or tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's Saturday night, but tomorrow we get like a sneak preview. So it's like a week's worth of good stuff.
And it's sort of serendipity for us because the whole place is decked out for the big party that is Saturday night, but we get the residual effects of that. We get all the ghoulish things. There's a creature in the Black Lagoon that's sitting in the pool. The place is decked out.
Yeah, there's a
to
cemetery
the
in the yard out front. Did you see that coming in?
That's an actual cemetery.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Candy Loving is buried there. Please.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry, I said anything.
I'll be getting drunk and digging her up later. Believe you me. She is that hot, people. Look her up. Candy Loving, 1979. Remember very well as a lad. Yes. So tomorrow is get up, walk the dogs, take the kids on a tour of the haunted house, and then what?
And we need to decorate the grotto a pirate-like, guys.
I see. Well, we're gonna have folks in the grotto a little bit later on. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to have an opportunity for people to get in the grotto a little bit later on in the show. Again, Anthony Anderson, Tara Patrick's going to be here, Tom Likas, the great Jimmy Kimmel as well. Holly, Kendra, Bridget, what are we in? How far into the second season are we of The Girls Next Door?
We're almost done. We have about 4 episodes left.
And are you doing a third season?
Yes, we start shooting our third season in December.
Anything we should be looking forward to?
Snowboarding.
Yeah, we have a lot of good episodes coming up. You get to see the opening of the Playboy Club in Vegas, and that's a really amazing club. And we're excited to start taping the third season. We don't know what's going to happen yet. So,
just a little trivia for those who have not been to the mansion before. Built in 1927, 5.3 acres. Hef paid in 1971. Is everyone sitting down? In 1971, Hef paid $1.2 million for this place, which is the price of a medium-sized condominium in not such a great neighborhood in L.A. It is now worth an estimated $50 million. And I would tack on another 10 mil for all the hot tail that's in here right now. All right, gals, thank you very much. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. Oh, we have a topless DJ. Where is our topless DJ? Oh, that's her. Dressed as a Viking.
She's not topless.
Well, watch the S word. Yes, take the top off, please.
body. She's dressed as a Viking. She's rowing her topless ship into your neighborhood. She dropped her top. Now she's going to start dropping the needle on some record. Spin that music, baby. We'll be right back from the Playboy Mansion after this.
Really knows how to party. He'll do a six-beer funnel just to get his day started.
Hell yeah.
Good, good, good. Boom.
If you're not wasted, then damn.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Blotto in the Grotto, sponsored by Miller Lite, Scores Las Vegas, and TravelOne.com. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, great to be back at the mansion. Great to have Maverick, the deaf frat guy.
Hell yeah.
Now, I think we should get into our costumes for just one moment before we move ahead with the show here. Dave Damashek, you are dressed as...
Weiss, I combine my two passions. I'm Big Ben Kenobi. I'm as Big Ben Roethlisberger and Kenobi the Jedi. Thank you. Nothing drives the ladies crazy.
Oh, no, they love it.
Star Wars references.
Yeah.
Want to find out? I'm down here with some ladies. Do you like the Big Ben Kenobi costume?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, my.
You weren't a liar.
I'll give you an up-close look in just a moment.
Are you sick? Do you need a nurse?
Okay.
This is coming from a beautiful blonde dress as a nurse. Teresa, you are dressed as...
A go-go dancer.
A go-go dancer from the 60s.
An ace?
Thank you.
Well, I'm an employee of Zanku Chicken, and you say, how does this tie into Halloween? Well, the first way it ties in is I was over there getting a combination platter a few days ago.
It's a falafel joint in L.A.
Yes.
Chicken.
Yeah, and I saw that they had shirts for sale, so I bought one. But then I remembered very tragically about 3 years ago, the owner and founder killed his wife, killed his mother, killed his sister. No, killed the sister, killed the mom, and killed himself. That... makes it a tragedy. Thus, it makes it a Halloween outfit for the Ace Man.
And you've just given them a wonderful advertisement.
Yes, but Dave, you should know that Zanku Chicken is famous because Beck thanked them on one of his albums.
Oh, really?
Yes, he loves their garlic sauce.
The Beck Curse. And Def Rat Guy, Maverick.
What's up, Lenny?
You're dressed as one of Paul Revere and the Raiders, or what is this outfit? Captain Crunch?
This outfit is... Delta Phi Gamma was founded in the spring of 1732. And this is what the founder would have worn.
I see. But I thought you founded Delta Phi Gamma about 9 months ago.
Bro, this is to make it look classy.
I understand.
It sounds 1732 sounds more classy than 2006 or whatever.
I understand. For those who aren't aware of it, Maverick, whose real name is Jason, I believe, yes, is a six-year senior over at USC. He's a former... So what? Well, I can't remember what frat he got thrown out of.
Teak.
He was a teak.
Yeah.
He was a teak, and he was tossed out of the teak house. He went to start his own frat. Now we have the Delta Phi Gamma. It's going gangbusters. He's here tonight with us. We're going to have a hot costume competition.
Bro,
he's going to help us judge, yes.
Bro. What's up with you nagging my 30 guests? I came on, I wanted to have plus 30 on the guest list.
Yeah, when you were on this morning, you were talking about the fact that, Def Rat Guy, that you wanted to bring 30 bros with you from the Delta Foos, but were rejected across the board with that.
Yeah, Bruska didn't have enough tickets to give you.
Well,
dude, there's plenty of room here. I mean, the place is packed, but there's plenty of food to go around. And why does Bruska get to have 12 guests?
Well, you see, he's the producer of the show. He's got a lot of friends in from out of town, and I'm not sure why he gets 12 tickets. But the point is you do a little, you come in once a week and do a little something, so you get a couple.
I don't care if it's Hugh freaking Hefner. You don't get 12 invites.
I understand you're upset, but do you think you could put that aside so we could push forward with the hot outfit competition? Because look in front of you. There's beautiful, except for Big Fat Tad, who's dressed as a Playmate Bunny, there's beautiful, beautiful women here.
It's true, bro. The ladies here make the hottest girls in Trinidad look like a dog pound.
Teresa Strasser's out in the audience. Where do you want to start, T?
Well, let's see. I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to start with a cheerleader or it looks like a barmaid?
Well, since I'll tell you what. I know most of these gals, I can tell by sizing them up, are of the Jewish faith. And since the Torah is read right to left. Why don't we start on the right and make our way to the left?
Adam, I'm going to start with your own assistant, beautiful Lindsay. Lindsay, what are you tonight?
Strawberry shortcake.
I have to tell you, this is my assistant, Lindsay. Lindsay normally comes in wearing, you know, some jeans and a sweat jacket, no makeup. You don't look twice at her. You realize she's an attractive woman, but this is spectacular.
Ace, I'd like you to go ahead and institute a law that she wears this 5 days a week.
This is your new uniform, Lindsay.
Perfect.
Okay, no problem.
And I'm going to need you to, Big Tad, cool your jets, fatty.
I'm in the contest, too.
All right, you're drunk.
And
you're this close
you
to
are.
Being tossed out of here.
Lindsay, do you think dressing as strawberry shortcake will cut into your professional reputation?
Not at all. Adam's a gentleman.
And I would, I'd like to see actually the leggings as well, Lindsay. I can barely see it. We're sitting here. We're in front of the swimming pool. We're in the Playboy Mansion. Of course, the grotto's off to the right. The peacocks are off to the left. Dad, pick her up. Let's see those beautiful black leggings that she has on.
They're actually green and white stripy leggings, and they're very cute.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Little panty action for Jerron over there.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That is solid as Sears and going to be tough to beat. Who's next?
Some applause for Lindsay.
Please.
Well, we have another Lindsay from our staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to talk to her because I'm curious what she is. She's intern Lindsay. What are you?
You can't tell what I am.
Gold digger.
Oh,
yes.
She's got a miner's hat on with a light.
Thank you.
She's got money all over herself. Yes.
She's a gold digger. She is like peanut butter. She only spreads for the bread.
Deaf rat guy isn't liking that. Now we have what looks like one of many nurses.
Yes.
What's
now,
your
who
name?
Is this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer is wearing a beautiful, naughty nurse outfit.
Nurse.
Sweet. Yeah, bustier, green, solid D cup. Am I right?
Yes. Double D.
Double D.
Small,
double D.
Cherubic cheeks. Beautiful.
Double
woman.
D. Real or enhanced up top?
They're, you know what?
You got a little
I'm not going to tell.
He's also covered in sparkles.
Beautiful hand covered in sparkles. Got a little body art going on her. Fantabulous. That's right.
These two look like they came together, and maybe they're both angels?
We're actually your fantasy fairies, Adam. Just for you.
Well, up until now, Bordop Bill was my fantasy fairy. But move over, Gay Bill. I have some more fantasy fairies. Where are you guys from?
Costa Mesa.
And you're wearing, well, let's see if we can describe the outfits. The beautiful sort of bikini brief bottoms. What are those bottoms called? What's the name of those?
Booty shorts.
Booty shorts. This is a lovely trend because it is more revealing than a bikini bottom, but yet acceptable to wear in places not around the pool.
I personally am partial to this over the thong.
They're called, really some people call them tap pants. Do you want to see the back? Do you mind turning
I would like
around?
To see the back. Oh, there's a hole in the back. Little plumber's crack going on. Yes, Maverick.
I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but I have a feeling these ladies maybe shave down below.
I'm so sorry, but I have to ask you, are you shaved down below?
Of course. Yeah.
You really have a gift, Mav. All right, Mav is getting loaded now. Who are we moving on to? More naughty nurses, yes?
There's some naughty nurses here.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, they look like they also came together covered in glitter.
I like that.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're naughty nurses, though.
What are your names?
Dana.
And Pamela.
Dana and Pamela, beautiful, blonde, buxom nurses.
Tall,
lots of cleavage going.
Lines.
I got to ask you guys, philosophically, is there ever a greater chasm between the fantasy version of and the real version of than nurses?
Damashek, your mom is a nurse.
Oh, sorry, Damashek, but if you've been hospital lately, you see 700-pound Puerto Rican women wearing funky flesh-toned shoes with the weird elastic straps on them who couldn't be more frightening, and then there's the porn star version of the nurse.
I take this version.
I'll go with this version any day. And listen, I don't care if you, and I mean in the hospital. Even if it's a life or death situation, even if you're putting an IV into me and you're shoving it into my eyeball, I would still take you over what reality tells us the nurses. So we have the two naughty nurses, and now we move on.
Well, let's move on to Kim. Now, she gets special mention. You may remember her brother, Jeff, did some very, very complicated drinking game.
Yes, her brother's a Marine. He came in. He got loaded to get these Playboy tickets. I believe it was on Tuesday.
That was Monday.
Or Monday. He brought his super foxy 21-year-old sister who came in here, and this outfit is called what?
Gangster.
It is, wow. Maybe called gangbang later. 3-6 Mafia keeps drinking.
She's got garter belts and pinstripes and kind of a tie, but she's in fishnets, but practically naked.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. I've missed you guys, though. It's been a couple days.
She's smoking hot, and Ace, I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction tonight.
Mm.
That by virtue of her being here, her brother doing some stupid drinking to get in here, she rode in on his tail. She is going to wind up in the pages of Playboy as a result of this.
You never know.
This would be, you would like this, yes?
I don't know any girl who wouldn't want to be in Playboy.
Well, I don't know any guy who wouldn't want to see you in Playboy. Yes. So we've now covered the math. It's done.
Kim is 21 years old, by the way, and is gorgeous.
Yes.
Thank you.
Def Rat Guy, what do you think?
I want to say something. She's totally hot. I like the gangster look and his sexy panties.
Hell
Thank
yeah.
you. Booty shorts.
What? I just wanted to say something about nursing.
What about what? Nurses?
Sexy nurses, because they are sexy, but what? Smitty said when he got his stomach pumped, he was in the hospital, and he said the nurse was pretty hot, but he was so thick, he couldn't get one.
Wow. Why'd he get his stomach pumped? What'd he do, funnel too many beers?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, who's next?
Adam, Kim, I'm down here with a little something. Yes, Kim's
who's
gorgeous.
This?
I'm down here with something extra special. She's actually completely nude on top, except there are little Playboy bunnies painted over her nipples and areoli.
This is just for, this costume is for you, Adam.
Thank you. What costume?
I'm just the lost little Playboy bunny.
That is a wonderful costume. Not quite as sexy as my Zanku employee costume, but still hot. Wearing nothing but the tiniest wisp of fabric around is a mini, mini, mini micro skirt, and
Take
then everything
off.
Else gone. Underpants, by the way?
Yeah.
Thong back?
Yeah.
I think she might take these shorts off if you asked her.
Please, take it all off.
Crowd, the hostile crowd, cheering underpants.
Would
hey,
that
everybody, she's practically nude. Let's get her all nude.
It's coming off. The panties. It's coming off. Oh, the panties. The panties.
Quit your grinning and drop your linen. Jade, stage four. Jade. Pad to the grotto. Pad to the grotto.
The panties just came off, right?
Fantabulous.
Yes. Dude, the panties are on the ground.
Well, those will make a nice memento for you, Def Rat Guy.
I can't really make her out from here. I think she should really be up on the stage here with us.
Come on up. Come on up on here.
Jerron, who actually dressed as a black man for Halloween, though he actually is black, he's ferrying the nude lost Playboy to you.
Well, to be fair to Jerron, he is white the other 364 days out of the year.
Yes, and meanwhile, would you like to meet the cheerleader?
Yes, I would.
What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, your dress is a Chicago Bears cheerleader.
Yeah, woo!
The
Bears.
The outfit really looks almost painted on.
It is.
It is.
No.
Well, it is as close to painted on as fabric can get. Mav, what do you say?
It's a tight, hot look.
Thank you for that.
I think it's vinyl of some sort, yes?
Yes, it is spectacular.
Yes, those stretchy vinyl.
Those mini dance shorts have had quite a renaissance here at the Playboy Mansion, and I, for one, could not be happier. All right, that is spectacular. And who's last but not least in our costume competition?
Well, it looks like we have a couple of Scores girls here. Law enforcement?
Oh, we're here to arrest girls to work at the new Scores LA.
I see. And you guys are just pretty much dressed as whores
at this
point, right?
We're the naughty Scores agents.
Let's call a spade a spade.
You just said you were dressed as whores. It rhymes with Scores.
That is not a put
down. Not exactly.
I just want to say, sometimes I think of these things too late. But about the Chicago girl, I wanted to say, I would like a piece of that deep dish pie.
I see. You want some of that Chicago deep dish pie.
Sometimes it takes me longer to think of the things.
Right. Perhaps there's a dick butt kiss one coming as well.
Hell yeah.
All right. So we have all of the ladies. Shall we take ourselves a break and then get back and reveal the winner?
Sounds good.
I think we ought to do that. Brusket, what do you say?
That's good.
We've got naughty nurses. We have pixies and muses. We have strawberry shortcake and money digger.
Ace, Gold, I think we're going to have to get out there, really, and get up close and personal with each of these girls. It's the only right thing to do.
All right. You oil them up. We'll take a break. Def Rat Guy?
Hell yeah.
We'll hang out. Yes.
I want to say the naked girl next to you, bro. You have to comfort her. She's very nervous right now in her big meeting with
she
you.
She is spectacular and has a beautiful C cup and is as tan as the day is long. We'll take a quick break. We're at the Playboy Mansion. We'll be back. Jimmy Kimmel coming on. Hugh Hefner coming on. Cara Patrick, Tom Likas, Anthony Anderson, 3-6 Mafia, all still ahead on The Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to The Adam Carolla Show. Bilotto in the Grotto Halloween Party, live from the Playboy Mansion. Time to get back to the Halloween costume contest. Here's Adam on The Adam Carolla Show.
All righty. We're sitting in front of the swimming pool at the world-famous Playboy Mansion. The grotto is just to our right. Jimmy Kimmel coming up. Hugh Hefner himself coming up here. It must be a thrill for him to be in the backyard of his own house. Talking to a guy whose name he can't remember.
Ace, we've gone 45 minutes or whatever. Listen, bunnies, Miller Lite girls, painted up like bottles, but nude, Scores girls, the Likettes. Ace, my dreams have finally come true. I'm at the Playboy Mansion. Thank you.
Yes, if you died right now, you would die a happy man.
This is the greatest.
Your
the
wife fog? May be not happy. You just hugged a naked girl.
Don't you dare bring her name.
I'm sorry.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
I'm sorry.
Tonight we're single. Dave, so if you die tonight, you die happy man, yes?
Oh, yes. As far as I can tell, the foxes are running free, completely unchecked.
Unchecked. Unchecked are the foxes. All right, Dave, I'm going to need you to kill yourself later just to keep with your promise. Def Rat Guy, still up here. Maverick, great to see you.
Well, all I can say, dude, this doesn't suck.
No, it definitely does not suck. It is time to pick a winner for the costume contest. Now, we got it down to about 8 or 10 women. There are 100 that are as foxy running around as we speak who just didn't enter the contest for one reason or another. Yes.
Here's an interesting question. There are a couple of girls that are like 2-for-1.
Right.
How do we vote there, bro?
You mean the two nurses and the two angels?
Do we do like 2-for-1 package or do we like...
It's tough. It is definitely gut check and also crotch check time.
Because
for the people
like,
that are voting.
I mean, they're,
thank
they're,
you.
The chicks are all hot, but definitely there are a couple who I would really like to do with them. This sausage boogie.
I understand.
I don't know what that is.
Well, listen, you're definitely going to get laid tonight, Def Rat Guy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Big Tad.
I'm your beer girl.
He's a 350-pound man who's just dropped me off a wonderful Miller Lite.
He's dressed as a Playboy bunny.
I said earlier I was going to wait a few hours before I started to get loaded, but I realized that's a horrible plan. Might as well just start the boozing now. All right, we need to pick a winner. Yes, Mav? Do you have any thoughts?
You just burped. Is that your answer?
A horrible belt.
I'll tell you who I like right off the I like the gold digger, the strawberry shortcake, the fairy one.
Right.
And
well, then the Chicago Bear lady.
That right. Rat guy, you're pretty much
the gangster one.
That's everyone.
And the lady who's the nurse.
All right, that's all of them.
Both ladies.
That's not helpful. We need to pick a winner.
You've picked all the women that are out there, Mav. It is
Don't forget me.
The pink one, though, with the pink fairy is the one who I like to bang.
They're all very beautiful. Everyone's a winner, by the way. When you look like that in your bra and panties, you're already a winner. But I think, ultimately, we decided to go with Kim.
Yes, the
Kim
sister of the guy who came in and drank too much booze to get in here.
Right. Kim, come on up here so people can get a good look at
Kim.
You.
She's sort of the homegrown talent.
Yes,
we can back her.
Yes.
Look, these are beautiful women, but they're professionals. I don't mean professional as in prostitution. I just mean your professional hot beauties. Kim over here is a junior college student from the OC.
We discovered her
when her brother came in to do a drinking contest. Kim, how do you feel? Uh-oh, she's sitting on Def Rat Guy's lap. Kim, how do you feel about having won our costume contest?
I'm so excited. I mean, I have to thank my brother, first of all, for getting me into this party, because he ultimately got me into the studio. But I think
if you got into that outfit, you could get into just about any establishment. You could walk into the front door of Fort Knox, the White House. You could walk right into Bin Laden's cave. There's no place that would turn you away in that outfit.
It's the fishnet and stripper shoes.
Yes, it just is spectacular.
I think it's the body. Hey, Adam.
Yes, yes. Whoa,
What's a girl have to do?
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, we're ignoring our
movie.
What is your name again? I'm sorry.
Amanda.
Amanda is naked. She has pasties on where her nipples used to be.
Paint.
Actually, just a Sharpie.
Yes.
And no panties. You're spectacular. I will make you first runner-up.
If anything happens to Kim in her duties, then you will take over.
That's right. If something happens to Kim, like I drown her in the grotto because I'm overzealous and too excited and don't know my own strength, you will have to step in and replace her.
If there's a Kennedy-type situation.
That's right. As a matter of fact, you two can't travel together. You understand? If anything should happen to that airplane or that automobile, I can't afford to lose both of you.
And you know what? Fair's fair. Kim paid the steepest price of anybody. Some people got bad tattoos. Some people got loaded. Some people shaved hair off themselves. Kim made out with Fat Tad.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, the entire drive home, my brother was hanging out of the car on the 405 throwing up. I deserve it.
All right. Well, we're going to push forward. Now, what do they win? Did we ever figure out, Brusket, what they win if they win the hot costume competition?
They get to make out with Fat Tad again.
They get a trip to the Playboy Mansion.
They get a trip to the Playboy
Mansion. But we're already here.
Well, there you go. No, you guys get a little something called satisfaction, something you very hot women can understand and appreciate. All right, let's push forward with the show. Again, Jimmy Kimmel coming in, Hugh Hefner coming in as well, or I should say coming out, because he's already inside the house. It's not like he showed up here. And then we're going to do the news. We're going to do the sports. So I think we'd like to start with Teresa Strasser, yes?
Yes.
And the news.
Well, Adam, a new word has entered what's called the Urban Dictionary. This is a dictionary that captures new words and phrases. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the phrase waffle crapper. I had not heard this until recently, but a waffle crapper has been added to the lexicon. Here is the definition according to the Urban Dictionary. It is a girl so smoking hot that if she crapped on a waffle, it would turn you on, coined on the radio show Loveline. That is by you, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I too, Damashek, can die a happy man and leave a legacy to my young twins.
You want
to
commit Harry Carey with my lightsaber?
Yeah.
I want to do something else with that lightsaber, I'll tell you what. Yes. Yes, their father, they can know that their father coined the phrase waffle crapper.
And in the dictionary, you know, they often give you an example of usage so that you can know how to properly use a phrase. And here are a couple. She's no waffle crapper, but I'd hit it. Our waitress took a sip of my drink before she brought it to the table. If she wasn't such a waffle crapper, I'd probably be upset. But when you really think about it, when you really think about somebody so gorgeous that they could actually take a crap on your waffle and you would eat it, I mean, that has to be really gorgeous.
Thank you. It says it all.
Ace, what is the hobo power on a hot woman who craps on a waffle?
Wow. You're taking two ace-isms and rubbing them together. I'm going to have to think about that one.
All right.
Okay, moving on. The DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, has just broken up a very big meth ring in Colorado. They were shipping out their crystal meth inside of Tickle Me Elmo dolls. So 45 pounds of extremely pure, high-quality meth was seized. That's 4 million doses of meth that would have been sent out in little tiny Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
That is not funny.
I don't know where that laugh was coming from.
It was demonic.
It was scary.
I think it came from Def Rat Guy's groin.
Now, this news is breaking. Nicole Richie, who has long been rumored to be an anorexic, is now in treatment in an undisclosed private facility. This is according to, yes, according to her publicist, to, quote, undergo diagnostic treatment to determine why she's not been putting on any weight.
I'm no scientist, and I don't work at a clinic, but perhaps if the bitch put something in her mouth every once in a while besides a sucrette, she could put some weight on. Again, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've done the math. I saw a Big Tad four-seed asparagus the other day, but he dipped it into Jiffy peanut butter first. That's the way to do it.
Well, she's long been denying that she has an eating disorder, saying that it was stress over her breakup from DJ AM. Not like the topless DJ we have here. That guy wears clothes. And also
let me ask this.
Please.
3-6 Mafia standing behind us all. Girthy men of color. When did the DJs all become spindly Jewish guys?
Yeah,
what
DJ
the hell
AM.
Is going on? Seems like every time I see one of these guys DJ this and DJ that, he's a skinny Jewish guy with a Brillo head. What happened here?
Well, his last name's Goldstein.
That's what I'm talking about. When did the Jews muscle in on the blacks' turf?
We're taking over.
This is BS.
I'm sorry. We'll see what the mafia can do later when they have mics. Well, her father, Nicole Richie, went and told 2020 recently that she doesn't have an eating disorder. It's just her nerves. Too nervous to eat. But now she is in treatment, so we'll see what happens there.
We'll keep our fingers crossed because she is one of our greatest treasures.
She's a national treasure, Adam. What would we do without her?
Go on and not notice she was gone.
Well, this is a very disturbing story. It's kind of a 1-2 punch. Not only necrophilia, but also bestiality.
Now we're talking, right, ladies? Who's hot?
A man, a 44-year-old from Michigan, saw some roadkill.
Oh, wow.
And it was a black Labrador. It was unfortunately deceased.
Once you go black lab, you never go back.
He went over to the deceased black lab and decided to have sexual relations with it after it had been hit by a car.
Listen, you resuscitate a dog that's been hit your way, and I'll do it my way. That's the answer I would give if someone accosted me.
Well, unfortunately, this was in full view of a daycare center. The daycare center saw the man having sex with the dead dog, and they called animal control. The animal control officer arrived on the scene, and then the man, who was busy having sex with the dog, shoved him. And so he went into hiding in the house nearby. They caught him. And as it turns out, in Michigan, bestiality is illegal. So he is looking at massive punishment, a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison.
It's got to be nice for the owners of the black lab. Bad news, Jiffy Pop was hit by a truck. Wow, that's horrible. Oh, no, it gets much worse.
But how can it get worse? The dog's dead.
Are you sitting down? It is going to get much worse. That's nothing. That's a holiday.
How can it be worse than dead?
I'm just asking you, are you sitting? Because it just keeps going.
I'm sitting.
Luckily, someone happened upon him. Oh, good news. Oh, no. Bad news. Very bad news.
Well, bestiality and necrophilia, two great tastes that don't taste great together. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that is the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Ace, even my priorities aren't so out of whack that I don't think we should just blow through these NFL picks as quickly as possible and focus on the many foxes here.
Wow.
With that said,
yes,
we must make our NFL picks. Of course, to review, Ace, you and I have had a head-to-head wager. Mm-hmm. It is with real money, and I am currently in debt to you for $5,400.
That's right.
Because we spin the wheel after each week as chance would have it, or as your minions have you instructed them to do, you've had the wheel turn up 5,000 3 weeks in a row.
Right. And when we spin it again on Monday, the potential for $10,000 is very great because there is a double the money slot in the wheel as well.
All right. Well, with that said, and we also have Molly the dog. Your dog is going to be making picks, as she always does, by you placing the picks.
She's
the
a lab,
teams.
By the way. Perhaps when she passes, I can send her to Michigan.
Oh. Please don't. She's too cute for that. Molly.
All right. So we have Molly's picks, and appropriately enough for our visit here to the Playboy Mansion, all these games are very, very hard. All right. The first game. Indianapolis Colts undefeated, getting three in the Mile High City, Denver. Ace, how say you?
Wow, these are all tough. Indies playing great, of course, 6-0. When's the last time an undefeated team was given away, or getting, I should say, 3 points?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going with Molly's pick. She picked Denver. I'm going to go with Denver on this one, too.
Well, let's do all three of us then, yes. Peyton Manning and his undefeated team shall be undefeated no more by Sunday night. Next, Dallas Cowboys with their QB, Tony Romo, at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina giving 5. Ace, how say you?
Well, again, my dog Molly. And if anyone wants to question the integrity of my dog Molly, I get the picks. I put them down. I put the kibble down. Whatever one she goes to, that's what we go for. And so far, she's quite a bit over 500, or at least one game over 500.
She's one game ahead of you for the season. She's 14-13. You're 13-14.
Where's her pathetic Masters? A game under 500. I'm going to go with Molly again. I'm going Carolina.
Wow. We're tied again.
Stick
still
with Molly. She's very good at this.
I'm with the Carolina Panthers myself. Next, 4-2 Seattle, but they've got Seneca Wallace as their starting QB and Maurice Morris as their starting running back. Their superstars are out with injuries. At the KC Chiefs. Chiefs giving 6 at home. Ace, how say you?
KC, tough team to figure on. 6 seems like a lot. Molly's got KC. What are you going to go with? I'll go with the opposite of yours. It's a coin toss.
Is that right? Well, I got 2 words. Seneca Wallace. That's why I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs in this one.
All right. Well, I highlighted KC, but I'll go Seattle just so we can have
don't do me
opinion.
Any favors, Ace. I don't need your pity.
All right. I'm going KC
all
then.
Right. So that's it. And then lastly, we have the reeling Arizona Cardinals at the equally reeling Green Bay Packers. Brett Favre and company giving 3.5 in Lambeau. What do you say, Ace?
Oh, the half is the part that scares me. I'll go Arizona.
Okay. And Molly went?
Molly went Arizona as well.
Okay. I am going with Green Bay, and that will be the only game that we differ on.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one. I originally took Green Bay, but that half point kind of scared me away a little bit.
So by Sunday night, I could wind up into you for now 10 grand in 5 figures. Based on whether or not the Green Bay Packers beat the Arizona Cardinals.
Right, when we spin that wheel Monday morning, if it lands on double last week, then you could be into me for $15,400. Is that true?
That's exactly right.
And with a baby on the way, Adam, you've said that this is for real, and we can't.
I will accept the baby as payment. I'm like Madonna.
That's
is it
fair.
A black baby?
Oh, I'm so relieved to hear that, Adam. Thank goodness.
If it's black, I'll take it.
It could be. I don't know yet.
You got to wait.
You wait and see. Take a wait and see
yes,
attitude.
Yes, the mailman is black. All right.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Let's see. 3-6 Mafia, by the way.
Yo.
Yeah. 3-6 Mafia, the Academy Award winning 3-6 Mafia yes. is up here. Jimmy yeah. Kimmel coming. Hugh Hefner yes. on the way as well. Yeah. Tom Likas, Anthony Anderson, who I absolutely adore. Tara Patrick, I love her as well. And again, 3-6 Mafia, we'll talk to them next on the Adam Carolla Show from the Playboy Mansion.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Blotto in the Grotto Halloween Party, live from the Playboy Mansion.
50 years ago, Hugh Hefner began building an empire with nothing more than a sex addiction and a dream. When I think of Hugh Hefner, what comes to mind is...
Live, Adam's other wife, Jimmy Kimmel, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Jimmy, correct.
I think of Lynette as your other wife.
Yes, my wife is my other wife. You're so right. The great Jimmy Kimmel, 3-6 Mafia.
Stole my wallet.
Stole Jimmy's wallet. Oh, you can get fired for that kind of talk. And is in the commode right now, but we'll bring them out here shortly. Also, Hugh Hefner.
They're all in the commode?
That's right.
Really?
Hef is a huge fan of 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, I'm sure.
He wanted a little quality time and a porter stand with him. So they're all in there together.
Wow, what a party you got here, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you notice whom I'm dressed as?
Yes, you're dressed as me.
That's right. I got one eyebrow,
I got a what's the hat I have on? I forgot.
I think this John Deere.
I got a John Deere tractor hat, and I got slippers on.
I think the
with socks
instead of shoes. Yeah,
with socks. Yes, yes. Yeah. Like I'm. My name is Earl. Yes.
Can I just say that you, this collection of people that you work with, including you, have the worst costumes I've ever seen on any group of people. This is the least amount of effort. Well, with the exception of Teresa.
Thank you.
But Teresa, look around and tell me I'm not right here. First
what?
Of all, Dave is dressed as a football player,
no,
which
I'm
is
not.
Retarded.
I am half
with.
Football player, Big Ben Roethlisberger, and also Ben Canoe.
All right. Okay. Dave is second word. Now, Brian is dressed as a football player, which is ridiculous. Mike August is just wearing an afro and a tie-dye T-shirt. I don't know what the hell he is. He's a black hippie.
Lazy and uninspired would be the operative words here.
Breskas is clever, but the outfit itself is horrifying. He's dressed as Damashek's baby.
I think it's cute. He's got a fleece onesie.
Yeah, he looks adorable. And Adam's costume, the worst of all.
Thank you.
Adam
it?
Is wearing a... Then, by the way, this is the same costume we wore to my cousin's South Park. Oh, I forgot. Tad is dressed as a fat, very fat woman. And he's touching me right
I have to tell you why I'm dressed as someone who works at Zanku Chicken, Jimmy, because there is a cautionary tale here for all you people. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about some horror stories. I went to the Zanku Chicken in Van Nuys about 8 years ago to get my 50-50 shawarma plate. Now, I like 50-50. I like the chicken shawarma, and I like the lamb shawarma. And I said, give me 50-50. And the chick behind the counter said, no. And here's the thing. They all sound like it. She was a 17-year-old woman. She screamed, no. I said, what do you mean? I do this all the time. She says, no, cannot have. I said, well, I come in here every other week, and I order the 50-50 shawarma plate. She said, no, cannot have. I said, go get your manager. She said, he's not here. I said, good, then give it to me. You can't be fired. She said, no, cannot have one more time. And I left. And I drove out to the one in deep Los Angeles, several thousand nautical miles away, just to prove a point. Now, I went in there, and I got my 50-50 shawarma plate. And a few years later, I was reading the newspaper, and I read an article about a double murder-suicide that took place in the home of the owner of Zanku Chicken. And that's what makes it appropriate for Halloween. You want to know how evil the guy who ran Zanku Chicken was?
How evil was he?
Well, most double murder homicides take place when the guy comes home and catches a guy cheating with the old lady and he kills both of them.
Right.
This guy from Zanku Chicken killed his sister and his mom and then killed himself. If that's not Halloween scary, I don't know what is, people. Thank you. The more you know.
I you know what? I apologize. And now years later, you've worn a Zanku. You actually, where'd you get the T-shirt, by the way?
I was in the Zanku Chicken in Van Nuys,
yeah,
the one I
happened?
Swore I would never go back to again. But I broke down. I got hungry. I was on the road. And I went in there, and I said, oh, how about give me one of them T-shirts? And she said, no, cannot have. And I said, I'd like to purchase one. And she screamed, no, cannot have again. And then eventually went out to her car where she kept the T-shirts. Huh. A strange place if you have a business.
Interesting. Yes. So she did actually make good. And she gave it to you? She did not sell it to you?
She told me to F off the first six times I asked to buy her company T-shirt. And the seventh time she went out to her car and got it.
All right.
And
well, this makes a lot more sense now. But again, I would like to state that this is the crappiest collection of costumes. Mike Lynch is dressed as a UPS guy.
No, we have two guys dressed as UPS guys.
Of costumes I've ever seen.
Jimmy, since you're here, I have to ask you a question.
You
banned Dave from your house for football. You gave him a one-week suspension for
That's right.
For complaining about your food. Does that stand?
That does stand. And not only does it stand, it's pizza. It's pizza Sunday at my house.
No, wow. Don't
That's
say
right.
that. That's
well, and I gave it, I don't know if you noticed, but I smell like a burning log right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I gave the pizza oven a test run tonight just to make sure everything's
going
to
be up. How come Corolla gets to go? You banned him and then you
because
rescinded it.
Because he explained
it.
That when he called me a pussy, he meant it in a complimentary way.
That's right.
That can be a nice term.
Sunday's over, Kimmel.
Yours is just an attack.
What can I do to get back in?
Can he do anything,
Jimmy?
Wait a
week, that's all. Yeah, he'll be back Sunday after next. But until then, you'll be at home.
What if he complains again about the food?
With your wife vomiting on you. If he complains about the food, then the suspensions are going to start accumulating.
Dave, no guarantees, but I'm speaking from experience. Oral would be a nice start. David, you should know, and all the people out here standing so close to the grotto should know that Jimmy has a beautiful brick
pizza oven in his backyard. No gas, no propane, no butane, no ethanol, just smoked wood. Taking logs of oak, burning it, and then cooking up fresh pizzas that we'll be enjoying on Sunday. And more pizza. More pizza for me.
Fresh, delicious pizza.
And you failed to mention, Ace, the 478 TVs in his house, too, with every game tuned in. Come on, I'll be there.
We'll talk about it. We'll see how the evening goes. You know, I saw your program director, Jack Silver, on the way in. Mm-hmm. He has got some costume on. And I understand that he was boasting about his costume.
Yes.
After the show this morning, well, I guess now, no, this is going to be air on Friday, but I guess that would be yesterday, but Jack has got, he's dressed, he's got a barrel on.
Very appropriate.
He's a pickle, he's a barrel of pickles, and then he's got a hole cut out where his penis would be, and then there's a hole in the pickle jar, I guess.
It's right in the upper management manual, right there. You should wear costumes that make your female employees dry heave when they see you at the party.
We won't even talk about yesterday's meeting, during which Jack gave a speech to us about the Playboy show and told us, in all seriousness, that there would be a lot of cooch.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
I had a half of my therapy session devoted to just that.
Yes. Speaking of a lot of cooch, look who has wandered.
Yes,
just behind
great,
you right now.
The great Hugh Hefner, everybody.
Good time.
This is his home. Wipe your feet and your groin, you pigs. The great Hugh Hefner. Hef, great to see you. You know, little piece of trivia, as we spoke about earlier. Hef bought this place for about $1 million. Yes, Hef?
That is true. And when I bought it in 1971, it was the most money spent for any property in Southern California.
Wow.
Yes.
California real estate has come a long way. For those of you who don't live in Southern California, in this neighborhood or anywhere on the West Side, $1 million gets you a Coleman cooler with a window in the side of it. I mean, you can't get anything. Now, is this thing worth about $50 million now, or do people know?
I don't think anybody really knows, but I would say, quite frankly, yes, that it's there and up, yes.
But, Hef, you could never put a price on this place because, no. I mean, if this place as a home is worth $50 million, as a national treasure, a world treasure, it's got to be worth $1 billion.
Yes,
What would we pay to live in this place?
Several hundred thousand kajillion billion dollars.
This is why, Hef, I don't know if you remember, but Adam and I at one time were trying to encourage you to adopt us or to pull a Willy Wonka type situation and take us under your wing and turn, we'll fly off in an elevator together, and then you will say, one day, boys, this will all be yours.
I thought those papers went through.
They did. Oh, good.
Listen,
we accidentally got adopted by Madonna, which was not as exciting.
Yes.
What are the plans for the mansion many years from now? But one day, when you move on to the great grotto in the sky.
Yes.
If in fact there is one in the sky, what are the plans? Because I don't want this thing turned into a miniature golf course or have a couple of bitter lesbians by the place.
No, I think it is going to become an archive and a variation on Graceland.
It'll be like a boner museum.
Yeah, you could say that. And you probably would say that.
Yes, I'd like to be the curator.
Yes.
Who's the old man who seems so bitter over? That's old man Carolla. He's the curator of the boner museum.
You got it.
So this place will not be parceled out and turned into upscale condos or anything like that.
No.
You have made that plan in your will.
And let me just say this. Right. If somebody does try to do that, this will be a Rambo-type situation where Adam and I, everyone will be stood off by us as we go crazy here protecting this monument.
That's right. You'll see it in the news. A guy with a super hairy ass has chained himself to a bulldozer.
That's it.
All right, so this mansion and the Playboy Mansion will go on forever.
Forever.
And what about? Oh, I have a question for you. I have Playboy TV. I watch it every night. I'm TiVoing it right now. But one thing I miss from Playboy, and I love night calls. We have Jesse Damo over here. We have. I love all the stuff. I want to see some old school stuff. I want to see some throwback stuff. All those great roller boogie parties you would have over here with Bill Cosby hosting.
Whoa.
The bunnies from the 70s and the 80s, the disco stuff.
You're talking about the Playboy After Dark.
Playboy After Dark, and then just all those cool bunny Olympics, all the things. When I was in junior high, I would open a Playboy, and I would see all the great parties that went on out here. The tennis parties, the roller boogie parties.
Rapalooza.
Rapalooza, where are those archival things, and why can't I see them?
They are all in the archives, and we should probably be talking to them about running those things late at night.
Well,
but you know that there is a DVD package out on Playboy After Dark that came out about 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and it has six shows from the early, two of them from Playboy's penthouse from the early 1960s, and four of them from the late.
Because that's, I'm looking for like 1979, oh. James Caan has a fro,
yeah.
3 foot high, he's got a little wood, he's coming out of the grotto, Bill Cosby's hanging around, Candy Loving is running around topless.
Yes. I know when you grew up.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that to happen.
It's like ESPN Classic, Mr. Hefner, could you do Playboy Classic?
Playboy Classic, that's right.
That's... We did run Playboy After Dark, you know, a few years ago, you know, on the
I want you to not only run Playboy After Dark, but dust off all those old pictorials and all that stuff that we remember from our prime. Just like you love the music from the day you grew up and the days you were in high school and junior high. So does your groin. Your groin has the same memory. And
I understand.
Right.
Shel Silverstein, alternately writing children's books and groping
yes,
women.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Hugh, have you seen breasts before in person?
It's kind of wasted here. We're not on television.
I know, but tell that to my eyeballs.
Maybe that's how you lost your feed.
Hugh Hefner is here, of course. Why shouldn't he be here? He lives here. And listen... Mr. Hefner told me if there's any lawn jockeys missing or anyone pukes in a potted plant, it's going to be your asses. So maintain. The great Jimmy Kimmel here as well. Two great Americans, two great males. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Adam Carolla's show from the Playboy Mansion after this.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Blotto in the Grotto Halloween Party. Live from the Playboy Mansion.
You and me, it's Mr. Hefner. And to his friends, it's Hef. And to these lucky ladies up here, it's Johnny Grizzle. Yes, that was from the Hugh Hefner roast. Jimmy and I did some years back in New York. Hugh,
you remember
Hefner?
They cut a certain joke that I had... I said Paula Poundstone.
Oh,
Comedy Central chopped that out.
It's still funny today.
How dare they step on your art, Jimmy Kimmel.
I know.
So sad. Hugh Hefner, the great Hugh Hefner. First issue of Playboy, December 1953. Here we are some 25 years later. Or whatever. I'm pretty loaded now, Hef. I got to be honest with you.
I understand.
And he's still going strong. Can you believe this? Thank you. Thanks to the wonderful medications and the good folks over at Pfizer for the Viagra. Hugh Hefner still as vital as he ever was. And look at him, sharp. You're 80 years of age, yes,
Hefner? Yes, yes.
You're sharp, you're lucid, you're not drooling, you have wood. This is amazing.
And I actually realize it's more than 25 years.
Oh, look at him. Hef, a couple things about Hef that I did not know. Genius IQ, although I would assume it'd be genius, 152. Served time in the U.S. Army during World War II. What did you do?
Well, I was in the infantry, but connected to headquarters and never went overseas.
So you never did. Thank God. Could you imagine?
You'd still be in Iraq today.
Probably.
A bullet would have found this national treasure. Speaking of treasures, we met Kim. Kim is 21. Kim is somewhere behind me.
Right there in the gangsta hat.
She's right here behind you.
Kim is 5'9 and spectacular.
Not me.
And my lady Kendra's right behind me.
Hello, Kendra.
Now,
you've
seen many beautiful women in your day, and I'm sure you would count young Kim amongst them. Look at this right here. She would love an opportunity to pose in your magazine.
Step back so Hefner can see you.
Yes, let Mr. Hefner drink you in.
What a
look. Wow.
Look at that. Look very good.
Very good.
Yeah. What do you think? She seems a wholesome type for your magazine.
Well, we'll have to find out. Won't
yes,
how
we
old
shall.
Is she?
21.
She's 21. Uh-huh. She's tall. She's slender. She's beautiful. She has the girl next door look.
What?
Her brother's a Marine.
Perhaps.
Oh, no. He's got a sniper's rifle pointed right at us.
Is that him right there?
Perhaps, yes, that's him there. Perhaps we could get her an audition for your magazine.
We could certainly test
her. A test shot? Is that how it works?
That's the way it works.
Maybe she could become one of your concubines. Kim, come here for 1 second.
I would have to work that out with the other girls.
Well, I mean, it seems like you're always expanding and that you're always able to. You're so accommodating, Hef. That's what I love about you.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm retracting right now.
Mm-hmm. Kim, would you be willing to make love to Hef on alternating nights with the other girls?
A good girl never tells.
That's right.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
But Hef, she's certainly playmate material, or if not, she could be one of the cyber girls, or hell, maybe she could just clean the pool. Either way, we should test her.
Well, absolutely. We have many options.
All right. And Hef, I know you're probably not going to admit this, but do you have a favorite playmate?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You do.
Yes,
you do.
And sure. It's without question.
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
Of course.
Oh, that's a cop-out.
Where it all began.
That's a pretty good
that's
one.
That's your
though.
Favorite. How about my favorite, Candy Loving?
Well.
Playmate of the year, 1979, 1980.
Candy is and continues to be one of the absolute best.
Yes.
Very special lady.
Yes, she is a special, special lady.
Well, where
special.
Is she? Why don't we hook Candy Loving and Adam up? It seems like, I mean...
And yes,
you know she's got a radio show.
Married off there somewhere.
All right. Well, I'm not saying they have. So is Adam. He's married, but they could at least meet, and maybe Adam could masturbate while looking at her.
Oh, I think he's already done that.
Yeah, I checked that box a long time ago, Kimmel. All right. So you can't hook me up with Candy Loving, but you can give Kim an opportunity to
absolutely
become part of the Playboy family.
How would this work, Hef? What would be the first step for Kim here?
The first step would be a photo test with the Playboy Studio.
Okay, and could we take care of that at the
I don't think we can do that at your apartment. No, we can't do that.
My cell phone's got a camera in it.
Yes, or so you say.
Yes, we can start this process now. So she takes some pictures, she sends them in. Do you look at them? Do you look at everyone who graces the pages of your magazine?
Oh, absolutely.
You do?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I still hold on to the best part of the job. Absolutely. I still approve all the centerfolds and all the pictorials and all the covers. And
Hef, a question I've always wanted to know. You're known to walk around in your silk pajamas. You go out. You do appearances in your silk pajamas. You walk around during the day in your silk pajamas. But at night, when you go to bed, you put on a three-piece suit?
Of course. Absolutely. That's when I put on my full suit. Yes, sir.
I see him with patent leather shoes, tucking his tie in,
smoking
and going to bed.
That's the weird part of me.
I want to get back to Kim for 1 second.
Of course
because I've
do.
Heard Kim on the radio, and I've not seen her. She is indeed lovely. Kim, what do you do for a living?
Right now, I just quit my job being a waitress, and I'm a full-time student. To be honest, yeah. It kind of sucks.
What are you studying, Kim?
Broadcast journalism.
Okay, so here's the thing, Hef. Can you imagine how happy you would make all the guys in Kim's class if they were... I mean, imagine that. You're sitting in this boring class. Where are you going? Junior college?
Yes. I'm over at Saddleback College.
You're at Saddleback College with all these guys who are in broadcast journalism. None of them are going anywhere. Let's be honest. These guys are...
transferring over to Camel Toe College, by the way. In Annex. Yes.
And yet, they will get the opportunity to see this girl that they've been staring at for months now, nude, thanks to you, Hugh Hefner. Wow, what a gift that would be.
Oh, it would be such an opportunity. I'd be so thankful, even though it'd be so awkward to think of my professors looking at me nude. Did
I
call
about
them
that?
Such an opportunity.
Yeah, yes. I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah. So what do you say, Hef? You'll do it?
We will test her.
We'll test her. Yeah. And then, ultimately, you either give the thumbs up or thumbs down. Yeah.
Well, first it goes to the photo... main offices for the photo department are in Chicago. So they go from the studio to Chicago.
So you're still connected back in Chicago, where you originally started.
And our main editorial offices are now in New York.
I see. And then it comes out here to L.A.
Right.
And then
it's distributed to bathrooms all over the country.
Yes.
You can't fast-track Kim, Hugh Hefner?
It's a step-by-step process.
Ace, I suggest let's do the photo shoot on Monday morning in the studio. May as well.
I agree. Hef, I hope you don't mind. I'm spending the weekend here.
Well, we'll save a couple of steps. We want to save them the trouble of having to do the test shoot.
I had a feeling this is where it was going, yes.
So let's review. Kim, we will test for your magazine. You're hanging on to the Playboy Mansion forever. It will become a national monument of sorts, yes?
Yes.
Will somebody live here in the future?
It's certainly possible.
But it'll be somebody you've decided on.
Well,
Kimberly,
among other things, I have two teenage sons who live right next door.
Right, but what if there was an accident? What if somebody cut their brake lines, perhaps?
Both of them?
No, here's the move, Adam. Yes. We adopt them.
Yes.
How old are your sons?
16 and 15.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right in our wheelhouse.
They are moving up.
Mm. So they're going to move now.
And they're very cool kids, too.
Kimberly Conrad, who was your wife, you never officially got divorced from.
That is correct.
And she lives
right
literally across the way.
With an open gate, right.
With an open gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your teenage sons live as well.
That is correct.
And they will eventually move into this manor.
That's certainly a possibility.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I got to tell you, if one of them's gay, I will strangle the life out of them because that is the greatest waste of a life I've ever heard of. They're both straight, are they not? They're both straight?
They're both very straight, yes.
Very good. You've checked?
I'm getting straighter.
Good.
No, I haven't checked it personally, no.
Smart. I can thump them if you want. I can tell.
All right, so we're going to set this photo shoot then for Monday. We should do it now. Never mind Monday. You know what the great thing is? There's 150 great-looking girls here. About 75 of them are naked. We've zeroed in on the one who has clothes on, and we're begging her to take off her clothes.
Yes. Yes.
When the truth is, there's a beautiful topless woman, two of them right in front of us now.
That makes
with four breasts
boobs
between them.
If you're counting
Kim,
home.
Don't you feel left out, Kim. Lose the shirt.
I do feel a little left out. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the phrase, when in Rome, take off your top?
That's right.
Absolutely.
When in Hades, do as the Haitians do.
And it's what they do.
Hey, everybody. Don't worry about the ground pounder out in the audience. He's so soused, he'd like to have a pass at his own stairs. Quit your grin and drop your lid in there, Kim. The old Hugh Hefner, the legendary Hugh Hefner up here. He's never seen a set of teeth before. Perhaps we could bust his hymen. All right. Is she doing anything behind me?
No, she's just putting on her hat.
All right. Hef, we need to go. One thing I read here that I was interested in, you lost your virginity at the ripe old age of 22.
To a chimpanzee.
That is true.
22, and yet your penis has not been outside of a vagina since.
Well, I was catching up for a long time.
I see. Yeah. All right.
Wow. That, you know what? That is the most inspiring story. I mean, to any nerd who is listening,
right.
You know, Hugh Hefner did not lose his virginity until he was 22 years old.
That's the message.
No, I tell you what it's going to be like. I have a young son now, a five-month-old son, and one day, if he comes to me at 21 and a half and he says, Dad, I'm ashamed to say, but I still have my virginity, I will say the great and legendary Hugh Hefner did not lose his virginity until 22, and he'll say, Dad, who's Hugh Hefner?
That's
and
right.
I will proceed to beat the holy hell out of him. I will take my slipper off and beat him to 1 inch of his life, Hugh.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we need to take a break. The great Hugh Hefner, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Put your hands together.
What a house.
You people are all going back to your horrible apartments with your horrible roommates,
and Hef going upstairs.
Taking a short walk right into his master bedroom.
And Kendra is here as well.
In the circular bed,
that's
yes.
Lovely lady.
Great to see you, Hugh.
Thanks
for letting us have this.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And
thank you, Hugh.
Hugh told me off the air, if we're here longer than midnight, he's going to turn a goddamn hose on us. Thank you. Hugh Hefner, everybody. We'll take a quick break.
Thank you.
Jimmy Kimmel will be here, and when we come back...
Why don't we chat with Kendra also when we come back here? She's gonna. Kendra, are you going to bed with you, or are you going to stick
Kendra,
around for a minute?
Around if you can.
Okay, she's going to stick around.
Kendra will stick around. When we come back, I think we'll do a topless round of what can't Adam complain about with an assist
from
the great Jimmy Kimmel.
That means I'll be topless?
Yes, after this, from the Playboy Mansion.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Los Angeles, California. Several young men humiliate themselves for tickets to the Playboy Mansion by smoking a bongload of pubes, blowing up a urine-filled balloon in their car, eating their wallets, lube wrestling a gay man, and getting ridiculous tattoos. Definitely not Jews!
Well, we're back at the Playboy Mansion. Jimmy Kimmel is by my side.
Hey, let's do a ziggy-soggy just to get things a little bit crazier here, huh? Come on, everybody. Ziggy-soggy, ziggy-soggy, hoy, hoy, hoy!
Ziggy-soggy, ziggy-soggy, hoy, hoy, hoy! Ziggy-soggy, ziggy-soggy, hoy, hoy!
Thank you for
hey,
that
hey,
belt
let me
on memory lane. Yes.
Just for a moment, I just want to say, all your best friends are here. Jimmy Kimmel, Ray the Ape, Hef, you know, 3-6 Mafia, so on and so forth.
What happened to them, by the way? Where'd they go?
They're apparently still in the toilet all at once. But we've already done some good. We've gotten Kim an audition, at least, with Hef for Playboy. Mm-hmm. But I think the most important deed, the most selfless deed you can do, what we can all do, what one woman here can do, is help Mike August out. Our talent booker has not been with a woman in 6 years.
It's ridiculous, too, because let's get him up here. Where is Mike August? This is
right behind you.
I mean, we're not talking about a mongoloid. Mike, step to the front here for a second. We can't hear you talk. When speak in the microphone. Mike, right? I mean, Mike's an average-looking guy. Maybe even above average, right, Adam?
I'd say slightly above average.
He's college-educated. He's above average in the looks department. In the schmance department, he's in the upper 1%.
He's got an enormous... And for a white guy, he's in the upper 0.00000014.
Word on the street is he's hung like a Tijuana goat.
Oh, the deaf rat guy is
here. Deaf rat guy still hanging in.
He knows.
Yeah,
Mike,
so,
show everyone your penis.
Okay.
Give people an idea what we're talking about.
Ladies, if we could get Mike some sex, even if it's sympathy sex, before the night is through, it would greatly...
We got a bunch
morale.
Of ladies up here on stage, Adam. Some very, very attractive women, dressed scantily, all dressed appropriately for the Playboy Mansion. Ladies, take a look at Mike. Mike is a... he works on the show. He's a talent booker. He's in show business. Is this someone any of you would consider going out with? Raise your hands. Well, that's nice. All right. Well, that's very nice. Well, why don't you go meet Mike? What is your name? Shauna? Shauna, this is Mike August. He's a very nice guy. I can vouch for him.
Oh, she gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, that's nice, Shauna. Shauna, don't run off, though. Exchange information or fluids.
The most action August has gotten in 5 years.
Mike, this is getting pathetic now.
I kid you not, he's hung like a black rhino, people. All right, we're going to push forward. Jimmy Kimmel
here. Here's a young lady that is completely naked standing right in front. There's a whole bunch of, oh, my God, what's going on here?
Jimmy, I'm down here with about 12 to 15
Teresa,
fully
take
naked
off your clothes.
Please, no one wants that. I'm with 12 to 15 fully naked women.
You really are. And the Miller Lite girls are completely naked, and they're, except they're covered with Miller Lite paint.
Yes.
The one thing that is really amazing...
Completely naked with just a little bit of paint.
Deaf rat guy, yes, you were saying.
The one thing that is amazing is I'm seeing them, and they all keep tweaking their nipples to make them more prominent.
I understand, yes. It's an old trick.
But I'm looking at 12 ladies, and they are all tweaking and pinching their nipples to keep them upright.
Yes, Duff Rat Guy, I walked in on Duff Rat Guy a little while ago. He was speaking to a young lady, and what was, recount that conversation.
Which lady?
That you were talking to the girl, and what was it that you said to her?
I think you're a very beautiful lady.
And then? You got angry.
I think You better show more gratitude and less attitude, or you'll get your ass kicked in the curb.
That's right.
Charming.
Sir Walter Raleigh, everybody. All right. We, as promised, are going to play a round of What Can't Adam Complain About. This will be the first topless one we've ever done.
It's not just topless, though. It is bottomless.
It's
also
bottomless.
Yeah.
This is the all nude and the first one I've done with a heavy buzz as well. Yeah. I must be honest. I've been boozing all night. Holy crap. I can't believe how many good-looking naked girls there are here.
The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
With an assist by Jimmy Kimmel as Adam Carolla.
All right. Oh, so I'm going to be complaining about things as you, or I'll be helping you? How does it work?
I think you'll be complaining as me with me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll do it together. All right.
All right. Who's
okay,
first?
Ready? We have our first naked complaint. What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte is topless. And Charlotte, what can't Adam and Jimmy complain about?
Adam cannot possibly complain about Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh. Well, the man showed up dressed as me tonight with a mono brow and a John Deere hat, and he removed the sock he normally keeps in his jock strap as well, just to lighten the load a little. But it's easy to complain about Jimmy Kimmel because of what he has. He has a successful late-night TV show. He has a beautiful, beautiful girlfriend in the name of Sarah Silverman. He has a pizza oven he'll be baking all weekend. Dave Damaschek, you're not welcome. Thank you. Yes, it's easy to complain about the great Jimmy Kimmel because he has so much.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
See?
Jimmy, do you have anything to throw in?
I don't know. I don't really have any complaints about myself, no.
Okay, well, this is...
All the farting is getting a little old.
What would Adam say about Jimmy Kimmel, though?
Well, you know, here's the thing about Jimmy. You know, he's a good guy, knows a lot of stuff, but, you know, if he had to... he could not... If he had to change a tire, he would have to not just call AAA, he'd have to call quadruple A out.
I will say the one thing I can say about Jimmy, he could feed the continent of Africa with what he throws away food-wise on a weekly basis. I opened his garbage can and saw six wheels of whole cheese in there. Jimmy goes to the Price Club every week, spends $7,800, and then throws away $8,000 worth of food every Monday morning. Yes, that's what I can complain about.
So
who's next?
Wheels of cheese but couldn't change a tire. Next we have topless and bottomless. What's your name?
Monica.
And Monica.
Monica,
wow.
What can't Adam complain about?
Adam, really, there's no way in hell you can honestly complain about girl naughty nurse outfits.
Naughty nurse outfits. Well, as we discussed earlier, Kimmel, I don't think you were here yet, but the chasm between the actual nurse, the 400-pound, heavy-set woman who has a confusing nationality and more attitude than she does ass, and that is not easily done. And the actual ones that show up here at the Playboy Mansion, there's never been a greater chasm. The first time I went to the hospital, I thought, this is great. I've been watching pornography my whole life. I've been seeing all the candy stripers who wanted to heal the patient through oral sex and the beautiful slender bodies. And then when I showed up to see the angry woman chewing gum who was all ass and attitude, I thought, never has there been a greater chasm between the actual profession and the Halloween version of the profession.
I agree with you. I have nothing more to add, but I do want to say one thing, Adam, is that as we're surrounded by nude women here, your wife is at home with twins and she is on the telephone. She's calling in right now.
That is upsetting.
Lynette's on the phone?
Yes, let's put Lynette on the phone. Lynette, can you hear us?
Hi, guys.
Lynette. Hi,
Lynette. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought you were coming tonight, Lynette.
Oh, Adam said I couldn't go.
Oh, is that right? Because everyone wanted Lynette to come. Why would you say that?
I was almost sure there'd be a terrorist attack here this evening. Yes, I got word that this whole place could go up in a ball of flame, and I did not want to risk you, sweetie.
Oh, well, that
Someone's going to have to raise those twins.
Well, Lynette, let me just say what's going on here. Actually, it's kind of a bummer. It turned out to be a little bit of a disappointment. There's only a few people here, mostly guys from the station. You know, sales guys.
Clients,
some of the guys
like that.
Jack Silver's here with his penis is painted green. It's sticking out of the... a pickle barrel, and you know, it's, I mean, yeah, there's a couple of girls
nothing
here,
going
but,
on.
You know, some overweight girls. It's a, he'll, you know, he'll be home this morning, sometime this morning.
Yeah, I want to talk.
I hope you guys have a great time while I'm home with the flu.
She's home with the flu. The flu is what we call the boy, by the way. She's not sick. We just call him the flu.
It's his nickname?
I picked up Sonny today. He was taking a nap. And evidently, when a kid is taking a nap, you're not supposed to pick him up quickly and thrust him back into life. I couldn't wait for him. And he did that thing where he looked at me confused for three beats, and then his little bottom lip turned into a crescent shape, and he started bellowing, and then Lynette started yelling at me.
Hold on. Let me count all the naked breasts that I'm looking at right now.
Oh, none. How about that? Oh, Tad. Oh, Tad has his shirt off.
And is lactating.
All is well here, Lynette. There's no nonsense going on.
That's right. No shenanigans. Sweetie, I will see you bright and early Monday morning.
All right? All right.
All right.
Let's keep going without it. What can Adam complain about?
Pull the penicillin out of the freezer and start thawing it, baby.
What is our next topic for Adam?
Okay.
You have something for Adam to complain about.
Yes. Now, looking like Sophia Loren, bottomless and topless,
yes,
what can
Sophia
Adam
Loren
about?
Often appeared.
Yeah. Kaiten and Adam, what could you really possibly hate about Halloween?
What can I complain about for Halloween? Well,
here's the thing.
Can I take this as you?
Yes. Halloween, this is one of those holidays where all the guys who spend the whole year working out, going to the gym, shooting themselves up with steroids, pumping themselves up. This is when they decide to show their bodies off and pretend it's a costume. Suddenly they're dressed as Bam Bam from the Flintstones, walking around with one nipple out, a big club over their shoulder. I have to look at their 18-inch biceps. All the girls are cooing over. Oh, the worst is the baby guy.
Yes,
the guy who dressed up as the baby.
Adam, don't forget the baby.
The baby guy. So he's got a pacifier in his mouth, just wandering around. All the women are following after. This is not a, it's not a hot body contest.
That's
it's
right.
It's a holiday for children to collect candy.
That's right. It's the day Jesus was born. I don't think you should desecrate Jesus' birthday by dressing up as Bam Bam from the Flintstones. I couldn't agree more.
All right. Who's next?
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel.
A blonde looking a little like a Barbie doll, only naked. What can't Adam complain about?
Adam, especially after tonight, how could you possibly ever complain about Hef?
Oh, well, that is tough. First off,
it's not tough for me.
I want to commemorate you on having I would like to congratulate you on having a nice, solid, natural C cup.
What happened to the 3-6 Mafia, by the way?
They went to the restroom and they're the 8-6.
Check the grotto. Make sure they didn't drown.
Hugh Hefner. How can I complain about Hugh Hefner? Well, how can Jimmy Kimmel
tell you something about Hugh Hefner. Here's a guy. He's one guy. 80 years old, by the way. He's got to take 7 women. He can't take one
point.
At a time.
A
he's
got
to have 7 of them living in his bedroom with him. He's got to take medication to get an erection. And still, there's 7 guys out there right now. Can't get one woman. Hugh Hefner's hogging
the baby. That's right. This guy is like a fat guy at a buffet that finished off the last of the ambrosia salad. And Mike August is like a Biafran villager holding an empty plate and shaking behind him. No, there'll be no supper for you. Fatty needs another helping of food.
There's Mike August's girlfriend, new girlfriend right there. Janice standing right next to you. Seriously, Mike August is the talent booker on the show. And he's not had a woman in 6 years.
Could you please throw him a pity F? Please. A mercy F.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
You would.
Honestly?
Anything for you, baby.
You would do that for me? That would be wonderful.
That would be lovely. And whatever diseases he may have had some years ago in the late 80s have all since dried up. Do not worry.
Mike, you've got her phone number? Okay. Oh, Marissa has offered to date Mike. Well, that's very nice.
I'm leaving him for you.
All right, Mike, I want you to check those phone numbers and make sure they're not bogus. They've written phone numbers on Mike's forearm.
Yeah, this guy, Mike August, he hung like a pecan. He hadn't got nothing in 6 years. Bro, what's the problem?
I don't know, that frat guy. I don't know.
He's ignoring us.
Mike, show her your penis, seriously.
No, I can't. Come on,
show
Mike.
Her your penis just for 1 second.
Please.
Feel it, because it's enormous.
The penis.
All right. One more.
Okay.
What can't Adam?
No.
Look at that thing. He's got a kind of an erection right now. I swear to God.
Mike.
No. This is a family show, Michael.
Let's weigh it. Look, Marissa, just feel it for a second through the pants. Am I right about
All right, are you ready to complain more?
One more complaint to the beautiful all-nude woman who hands the body.
Let's get another beer. We can do another Ziggy Soggy here, for God's sake.
Yeah.
What's going on with the drink?
Come on, where's that booze?
Tad's dressed as a fat woman. Go get us some beers, will you, Tad?
Come on, beer wench. Let's see. Let's hear the last.
Dad's
what can
on
Adam
it.
Complain
okay.
about?
What she lacks in height, she more than makes up for in cup size. What is your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what can't Adam and Jimmy complain about?
What can you possibly complain
about? Oh, somebody dropped an
F-bomb. Just heard that.
Yes,
please, watch the profanity, please.
Well, let me see if I can describe them. They're very round. They're like perfectly round.
They feel good.
They're like a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are they real?
Are those real?
They're not real.
They're not. But
they're not.
I got to tell you, those are the cubic zirconia of fake boobs. I mean, those, I could not tell. I would have to get my jeweler's loop out to figure out those were fake. Those are fantabulous. So I'll not complain about the plastic surgeon that inserted those.
Yeah, I got
to
complain about it. That there's only two of them.
That's right. There should be a third in the small of your back for when we hug. Good point, Kimmel. Very valid point. That's right.
Those are the kind of brass that you want in the airbag when you are slammed into by a Mack truck.
Here's the deal, plastic surgeons. If, in fact, you're going to be adding boobies, why stop at two? Why not just keep going?
I'm with you. The more the merrier.
How about a baker's dozen? How about a boob where the ears were, where the eyes were, especially where the mouth was?
What a party you got going here, Adam. I never imagined that you had this in you. I was certain that when I came out here, it was going to be filled with a bunch of, well, the drunken guys that have been known to follow us. And yes, there are a bunch of drunken guys. There's a big black guy with a whoopee cushion outfit on. He looks good.
Yes.
There's a fat Jesus out there.
I love you. I love you too, Kimmel.
Yeah.
That's master.
And there are a lot of, there are a lot of girls completely naked here tonight.
You guys really owe us.
You know what the bad thing is? I've been cruising around the grounds all night at the place. I have not seen one single tampon string.
It is a great party.
All right. We need to. That's because I wore a pad tonight. We will take a break. Tara Patrick, beautiful. Beautiful adult film star. Some say too good looking for porn.
Some do say that, yeah.
Yes, I don't know. I wish they'd said something funny after they said that. Tara Patrick up next. Jimmy Kimmel here. We're at the beautiful Playboy Mansion. We'll be right back for the Adam Carolla Show after this.
And still, despite his age, one woman alone cannot satiate Hef's sexual appetite. I read just about every issue of Playboy since I was 15 years old. Not once did I see a playmate say one of her turn-ons was f***ing a 75-year-old man.
Blotto in the Grotto.
I see dead people.
Adam's Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. More coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Blotto in the Grotto Halloween party live from the Playboy Mansion. And now, porn star and the next president of the United States, Tara Patrick, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Tara.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm reading here that you were a former Lykett, and Tom Lykus is coming up here in a couple of few.
You guys
could be reunited.
Yeah, he's an old friend.
I did not know that. So, started off as a nurse.
Yep.
Went into
Lykett-ing,
and then eventually
big Lykett-ing.
Made your way to the beach where you did your first anal scene. Yes.
Yeah. I've come so far.
You certainly
dreams really do come true.
You certainly,
especially in Hollywood.
That's right. Just a little water soluble lube and some pixie dust, ladies. Your dreams could come true as well.
Tara, how does it work when you're one of the Lykett's? Do you are you encouraged to make love to Tom? Is that one of the requirements?
No, I didn't have to.
You didn't.
Was I lucky?
I understand Tom is an amazing lover.
Well, I wouldn't look at not making love to Tom. Tom Likas is dodging a bullet. I think it would be a nice feather in your porn cap. Now, do you mind being called a porn star, or do you want to be called an adult film actress?
No, porn star is fine.
Porn's good.
I like porn star.
You're comfortable with it?
Yeah, totally.
Family knows what you're up to?
You should be. Yeah. I have a new name.
Family doesn't know.
A new name for a porn actress. Jactress.
Yes,
Jactress. What do you think of that? And that could really fly, right?
I really feel like that could catch on.
It could be definitely like a category at AVN or something.
Yes. Best Jactress.
Not Jactor.
Yes, Jactress.
Jactress would be better.
We could even go with Ejactress, but I think Jactress probably is enough.
Jactress, I think, works. Yeah. And your parents don't know, or your family doesn't know what you're up to? They're hip.
Yeah.
They're okay with it?
Yeah.
It's amazing what a family can get used to, isn't it? I talk to people all the time. I'm like, so you actually married a sofa? Yes, I did. And we're giving birth to a couple futons coming up. What's your family think?
No,
cool?
I'm not having kids.
They're cool with it.
Well, I think what the deal with the family is that at first they're horrified, and then the first flat screen TV you buy them. You buy them that 42-inch flat screen TV.
Or a Mercedes. And a house.
And all of a sudden it's like, you know what? It's not so horrible.
Yeah. Evan, her partner in crime, her husband, her lover, her co-star.
Hey, there's Evan.
From Biohazard is here. Good to see you again, Evan.
I'm her E-Jacker.
You guys work together exclusively now?
No, we're doing it all.
I see. So you will be with other men as well.
Yes.
And Evan will be with other men.
Evan, you'll be with other men as well.
We'll both be with other men.
Joke. But you will stand there on set while your wife is with another man. No problema.
No problem.
Evan, do you do that, or do you leave the set? Because I think it would be more difficult for me to perform with you giving me the stink eye there, you know?
I'm the director, so...
He directs it, yeah.
Really? So what sorts of things do you say to the actors?
We're all friends in the business. We're all friends.
We need a little more.
I mean, it's a small circle, you know. We go for the guys that, you know, we like.
Why is it such a small circle?
The funny thing is...
Do you want to come into the circle?
Yeah, I would like to. But
I would like to enter the circle.
The question would be, why do you see the same guys in porn movies again and again and again?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we tell everybody you have to do gay porn first.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not true.
Yeah, but I mean, I can understand that. That's the thing, but... What, you'd think that the industry would demand it, because it seems like it's the same six guys over and over again.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are getting old now.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Jeremy is not an attractive man.
He's not in the six, though.
And I'm not
he's
proud.
Not really working
he's
anymore,
not working, really.
I'm not proud to admit this, but if you took Ron Jeremy and Peter Norris' penis, put it through a piece of plywood, and lined up several hundred thousand other male phalluses, I would be able to pick their phallus out. I know
by the taste he would like.
That's
right.
I also think that
briny. Yes.
That as men, we're the biggest consumers of porn.
No.
Women are catching up. I will say that for sure.
No, they're not.
We become comfortable with those guys. Peter North, you know what he's going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy.
Nobody doesn't give me anything. Guys.
That's right.
Yeah. I know. I don't feel comfortable with them. I like to mix it up a little. I'd like to see the guys from 3-6 Mafia jump.
Me
in
too. And, like, Evan, when you're directing your wife with another man, you don't call her my wife, do you?
He says baby. He goes, baby, turn this way.
Baby, bend over more. Baby, get on top.
Let me convene with Jimmy for just one second.
Yes, sir.
I can't figure out if a guy like Evan is completely insane because he can stand by and watch other men have sex with his beautiful wife, or so evolved, so self-actualized, so sane that he's able to do it. Maybe he's far above us.
I think that's probably the case.
You know,
I think he is.
You are so centered, so evolved.
I was never the kind of guy who was into that kind of thing. I was on the other side. And
it's
as men, we're kind of bred to believe that's our most innate fear.
Right.
And I was working with other girls long before she was working with other guys in our relationship. Any girl I want and come home to my beautiful wife, it kind of made it okay for me to let her do it first, you know. And I think it's kind of weird. It is like a self-actualization where you know that's your woman.
Yeah, look, a lot of
guys... It's just sex. How many guys go out and get a little something on the side? They still love their wife.
No,
they go home.
It's a spiritual awakening. A lot of guys go on a religious retreat. Others have a Zen garden. you watch your wife get bossed by strangers. Either way, it's a spiritual pilgrimage. That's what I'm saying. Tara Patrick in studio, or if you want to call the studio, we're out here at the Playboy Mansion. Evan is here from Biohazard. These two are together. What is the next project? What do we have coming down the pipe for you two?
Well, Saturday night, we're taking a private jet Saturday to Vegas with six porn stars, six girls, and Tara's hosting Towloween, the Tao Halloween party in Las Vegas at the Venetian Hotel.
Wow.
What's that going to be like, Tara?
Tara, will you be nude at this, or will you be fully clothed the whole time?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably start out fully clothed because I bought a great outfit, and then it'll slowly work its way down.
And how about you, Evan? Will you be nude at this?
I might get shirtless at the club. Probably not nude.
And I must make this comment. Tara Patrick, a beautiful, natural, I would say, D cup.
Double D.
Double D you don't see with the Asian or sort of Eurasian features, you don't see the D cup or the double D cup, the natural double D that often. It's really quite a combination. I see.
Like a white buffalo.
It really is. White Buffalo is the name of the movie I rented last weekend.
It's like
weekend,
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
You hear about it.
You don't see it in the wild that often.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
That's right. Can we have just a little flash, by the way?
Yeah! Adam, why would you be so...
Only this guy wanted to see them.
There's one guy standing
Hold on, there's
front.
One the pretty guy, little Asian
all the girls. There's a bunch of girls as well.
Girls, you want to see Tara's boobs?
Okay, wait, the drum's still rolling. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a large crew.
Take off the headphones.
A large crew at the mask.
Be careful with those.
I don't want to hurt anybody. Everybody
we don't
back
want to damage...
Wow.
There you go, folks.
Wow.
That's them all right.
Are those real? Those could... Really? Wow. Oh, my goodness. Too late. I was already there.
It's real leather.
Get in line. All right.
Wow. Hey, look who showed up here also.
Who's here?
Who showed up? The police?
My buddy right here, Mr. Anthony Anderson, is here.
Anthony?
Hey, what's going on?
Great to see you, Anthony.
I walked in at the right time. What's going on, man?
Yes, you did.
I think you are a self-actualized man to be able to do what you do, brother. You're not insane.
Anthony, you just walked in, but I've coined a new phrase, and I wanted to go on the record.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
Porn stars will now be known as Jactress.
Jactress?
Yes.
In gay porn, we could have Jactress.
Or regular porn, whatever.
I agree with Anthony, which is if more of you husbands would get off your butt and start filming strangers having sex with your wife, it would be a better world.
I wish if only we had the national anthem to kick in right now.
That's right.
And you know, Adam, there's a lot of money in that.
Absolutely.
And they can come to us, clubterra.com.
Clubterra.com.
Submit their videos. We'll put them up for it. We'll pay them. Especially if their wives are hot.
Now, you don't have kids, do you?
No, I have a kid.
You have a kid. And what do? Hide the legitimate films from him? I mean, the house must be, when you open the front door, it must be just buried with an avalanche of porn and semen.
No, you know.
No, we don't have any in the house.
You know what? Before
no porn in the house?
No porn and kangaroo
a little
jack.
Porn. No. I have a stash. A little bit.
Oh, you do?
Kangaroo chat. That wouldn't be a bad
Anthony,
porn name either.
Anthony, I saw you in that movie with
Anthony
the kangaroo.
Porn. Thank you, baby.
So he loved you in that movie with the kangaroo.
All right, we need to take a break here from the Playboy Mansion.
Seriously, you got to do it.
Anthony Anderson here at the Playboy Mansion. Evan, Tara Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing us your breasts, Tara.
You're so welcome.
Evan, thank you for letting Tara show us her breasts.
Right, we appreciate your candor and your boobies. Tara Patrick, you go to clubterra.com for more information. We'll be back with Anthony Anderson after this.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show, Blotto in the Grotto, Halloween party live from the Playboy Mansion.
I teach men how to get more tail for less money. I'm a professor of trim.
And now to give us a little learning, the professor, Tom Likas, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, the professor just took a little sabbatical. Is he back? Yes, Tom Likas, the great Tom Likas.
How's it going?
At the Playboy Mansion. I'd ask if you've been to the Playboy Mansion before, but last time I saw you, you were at the Playboy Mansion.
That's right. I think I was sitting right about here.
That's right. Tom Likas, who's on after our show, or at least a couple hours after our show on just about every station we're on out here in Southern California and beyond, has been nice enough to come from his show and join us at our show again. For you guys listening in the morning, it's 8:30 or 9 in the morning, but to us, it's 10:30 in the evening, and Tom has just gotten off work.
That's right.
So, Tom, I was thinking about what to talk to you about as I was coming out here this evening, and I thought, well, we can do some Likas 101. People certainly are familiar with that. But also, I did remember that back in the day, you would talk a lot of politics.
Back in the day, I did, yes.
Yeah.
Now, but those days are over.
You don't want to talk politics.
I'll talk
anyway.
With you, but my own show, I'm done.
Well, how did your show evolve? I mean, you've been in radio for how many years now?
Since I was 14.
And you are?
50.
50?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you look good for 50.
Thank you.
So you've been in radio for 36 years?
Yes, I have.
And where did you start and how did it go?
I won a contest in Babylon, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 14, I won an hour of airtime.
And that's when you officially got started. But then you went back, graduated high school.
Oh, I kept going to school. I was doing this on weekends or off time.
So you're in Long Island. You graduate high school. Then what? Where do you go?
Went to Fordham University. Mm-hmm. Could not get on the air at the college station at Fordham University.
Yeah.
So I dropped out after 2 years and decided you don't need to go to college to do this. If you could show up in a small town, sober, at the right address every day, speaking English, and you know what buttons to press, you're on the air.
Yeah, the thing about college radio, I tried to get into the radio program in a junior college and was told to get to the back of the line many years ago. They just have a protocol. It's not who's the funniest or the most entertaining. It's not how life works. It's who got there first. And you get to the back of the line.
I might add that Fordham University never fails to mention that I attended or take credit for my success.
Right. But while you were attending, they didn't let you get behind the microphone.
No.
So now you go on, and what's the first market you enter?
Stanton, Virginia.
Stanton, Virginia, number whatever in the top 500.
196.
196. And you do that for a while. And what are you doing at the beginning, at the very beginning of Tom Likas' career? What is the format like?
It was what we call in the radio business hot AC, which is kind of like, it's kind of like one of those soft stations that has just a little bit of a beat to it, like in L.A., kind of like K-Bank.
Right. And you stay there for a while. When do you start talking? Hey, everybody. Now, when do you start getting behind the mic and instead of spinning the disc, start doing the talk format?
Well, at some point, I realized that there were 8 million disc jockeys and about 24 talk show hosts who were any good.
So you did the math.
I did the math and decided, as it was a financial decision, I decided to become a talk show host. So in the music format, I started breaking the format and taking more phone calls.
Mm-hmm. So you start weaving phone calls into the format. I'm sure your program director is not thrilled about this.
No, I was getting buzzed. I used to have a general manager who would buzz the studio every time I did something wrong.
Right.
And he had a buzzer that was not muted by the microphone. So if the mic was on and he was pissed off at me, he'd just go, like that. Just
during
like that.
The show.
That's right.
So you go from there to where?
Albany, New York.
And then from there, now, have you started the talk format yet?
Yes, in Albany, New York, I was given 7:30 to midnight. And the owner of the station said, just do whatever works.
Mm-hmm. So that's when the Tom Likas talk format starts. But back then, you're doing politics.
Well, I was doing politics and sex, both.
When does the Likas 101 format really begin?
That was about 8 years ago.
And was that a conscious decision, or did that evolve?
Well, the change of the show happened when we went on, our station here in L.A., 97.1 Free FM, where Howard was the morning show, and we were the afternoon show. And we had to come up with a concept that would not alienate Howard's audience, but by the same token would not be a copy of Howard.
Right.
Because they smell a rat. Howard's fans know if you're stealing from Howard. And so we wanted to do a different show from Howard that would appeal to the same audience.
So you sat down and you came up with this structure.
Yes, although Likas 101 wasn't on when we started.
Mm-hmm.
That happened later.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that We were actually advising our screener.
Right.
Who kept coming to me off the air and complaining that he couldn't get lucky. Mm-hmm. He kept going on dates. He said, I got her a limo. I got her flowers. I took her to an expensive restaurant. And she didn't point out. And I said, that's because you got a limo. You got her flowers.
Right.
You took her to an expensive restaurant.
So it started off the air, and then it bled onto the air.
It was better than what we were doing on the air.
I think, speaking of better than what we're doing on the air, I think we're going to actually do a little Lycus 101
yes.
on the air. The beautiful Teresa Strasser is out in the audience. And I should say that Jimmy Kimmel and Anthony Anderson will be back as soon as they're done blowing. I'm Lycus here now. We're at the Playboy Mansion. Let's do a little Lycus 101. Who's out in the audience, Teresa?
Well, I'm here with Maverick, the deaf frat guy, Tom Lycus. I hope you can help him.
I'll do the best I can.
Mike, I have been getting...
My name is Tom.
My name's Tom.
Hell yeah. Bro, I'm getting handies and winnies left and right tonight.
Really?
Why is it so hard for a bro like me to seal the deal?
He can't seal the deal, Tom.
Can't seal the... Well, he sounds like he's getting a lot of action out there, just not getting it to the final mile there. That's the problem.
How do you... Back in your day, bro, chicks were giving up like nothing. Well, today it seemed like handies and Wendy's are the order of the day.
Handies and Wendy's are not bad. I wouldn't complain about those.
But Tom, it sounds like he wants to figure out how to get the entire sex.
Well, the way you get the entire sex is to, if you're not comfortable with your own persona or your own profession, it's to lie about it. You're now a doctor. You're now a lawyer.
You're saying it's okay to lie outright.
By all means.
By all means.
Oh, of course, because women, 60% of women dye their hair. Mm-hmm. How many fake boobs are there out there? I mean...
Well, I've counted 300 just tonight.
Just right here.
That's right.
So if it's okay to do that, it's okay to say, hello, I'm Dr. Lycus.
So it might be Ambassador Maverick or something
yes.
like that. So you're saying whatever... You're saying, in a sense, getting sex is sort of like buying an automobile. You walk onto the lot, that guy's going to try to sell you that Chevy for as much as he possibly can, and it's your job to get it for as cheap as you possibly can, and whatever exchange goes on between the two of you, it's all fair.
I say, why buy when you can lease? As you know, a car loses 20% of its value when you drive it off the lot.
Right.
Better to lease.
So you're saying it's okay to lie.
Of course.
If it means getting sex.
Yes. So the bottom line...
Now, Mav, I think you misunderstand. Who else do we have there, Teresa?
Okay, now you may remember this guy because he came to our studio and listened to the song Falling on a Loop for 4 hours.
Yes, I do.
To get tickets to tonight's show. You have a question for Tom Lycus.
I do, Tom. My question is, I've been dating this girl for a while, and stuff is starting to show up at my house. Like, she's got a toothbrush there now, a contact lens case, and I want to know, how do I approach this topic? I mean, I don't want this to happen at all,
no.
But I don't want to, you know, I do like the, you know, I like the benefits.
So you're saying a lot of women will move in like the movie The Great Escape, where they're digging a tunnel and they take out just a cup full of sand let it down their trouser legs out into the yard every day, just a little bit. One day it's the toothbrush, next day it's the hair dryer. Eventually she's moved into your house one bit at a time.
That's exactly right. Now what I've done, I've had that situation. You take her stuff, you put it in a shopping bag, and the next time she's leaving, you go, oh, by the way, I have a few things here that you left. I wanted you to have these because I didn't want you to forget them, and make her take them out when she goes. Do not let her nest in your home.
But, Tom, realistically, and I've heard your advice, and I agree with it on paper, but in the real world, she could object and then cut him off sexually.
That's fine. Time to move on.
But so you're saying if that happens, I should, you know, DTB.
Consider the alternative. And the alternative would be that she's moving into your house, that she's got your key, that she's got your ATM card.
Tom, what about this advice? What about as she moves in incrementally, if she moves in a stick of deodorant and a toothbrush, you take one item of your own and move it into a condo nearby. So with each new item she moves in, you move one item out. Eventually, she's all moved in and you're out by then.
Well, a lot of guys, actually, that ends up happening. I have guys who call me and they go, I can't make her move out, man. The lease is another 6 months. These guys are moving out of their own apartments because they can't get rid of them.
Tom, for the uninitiated, what does DTB mean?
DTB simply means dump that bitch.
All right. Do we have another one, Teresa Strasser?
Yes, we do. You have a question for the professor, Mr. Likas.
What's up, Dad?
What's up, son?
How are you?
Do you care?
Absolutely.
Doing great. I'm at the Playboy Mansion.
All right. Show me your tattoo.
Would you please? Show me your underarm tattoo.
We've met before.
Pull that microphone away from him, Teresa. Show us your underarm tattoo.
He got a tattoo under his arm.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Don King wears underarm hairs, actually. Don King's hair. Creative.
He did that to be here tonight.
Is he nude, by the way?
He's got a towel on the bottom.
I understand.
I've been in the grotto, baby.
Really?
All right. Go ahead and ask the professor.
But here's the thing, is when I went out, when I came to Adam's show to get this tattoo done, I brought my girlfriend with me and my nephew.
Oh, boy.
And she thought she was grandfathered in to come in to the party here tonight. Mm-hmm. So, me being a nice guy...
Don't tell me you took sand to the beach.
No, I didn't.
He took the beach to the party.
Thanks to the learnings of my father, Tom Likas, I started a little fight with her 2 days prior to the show tonight.
Oh.
She flipped out and dumped me.
Oh, that's the best.
Tom, could you imagine her leaving all that?
Yeah,
and all I have to do is say, thank you, Dad.
Son, I'm proud of you. Thank you.
His breath is 90 proof.
Wow.
Now, here's another question from one of your minions, Tom.
Yes.
My girlfriend keeps bitching me out. She knows I'm here. Doesn't stop talking. What can I do to prevent her from talking so much?
Break up with her. Seriously, you can't change what other people do.
Tom. Let me ask you a serious question.
Yes.
I know you tell guys how to get more tail for less money and all that stuff. But eventually, if a guy wants to start a family, if a guy wants to have a kid or two, what's your feeling on that?
He shouldn't do it before he's at least 25.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't do it until he's realized his career dream, whatever that might be.
Right.
To be a dentist, to be a radio talk show host, whatever. He should have accomplished that.
Right.
Don't ever commit yourself before you've achieved your dream.
Right, so you're not against family, you're not against children.
No, in fact, I think there are definite benefits for children.
Right.
For both parents to be in the home, there's no doubt about it. There's very little benefit for men to get married. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So even if you have kids, should you do it out of wedlock?
These days, there's no stigma anymore to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And since there is, let's face it, well, nowadays it's perilous to go into court if a marriage doesn't work out.
Right.
Very costly to a guy. You're better off doing it out of wedlock. Absolutely.
Right. That's it. Honey, we're getting an annulment. Tom Likas, everybody. Put your grubby paws together. Forum. Tom, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Adam. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Feel free to mingle and enjoy a beverage. Anthony Anderson, Jimmy Kimmel, coming up next on the Adam Carolla Show from the Playboy Mansion.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Blotto in the Grotto Halloween Party, live at the Playboy Mansion. From Barbershop, The Shield, and Hustle and Flow.
Before I do my thing, put my mouth to his mouth, I want to bless it with a kiss from my primary investor, right?
Just like our primary investor, that mic is hot. So kill him fans.
Here's Anthony Anderson on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, let's not forget The Departed, everybody.
Yeah, wow. Before we go any further, I just want to say, I've never had an introduction like that before, man. Thank you.
Well, you have arrived. I must say, I saw The Departed. Scorsese, some say his best film in 20 years. I was watching it. I saw Anthony Anderson in it. I thought, wow, this is impressive. And then I thought, wow, am I jealous? How did that work? You're in a Scorsese film. You did Kangaroo Jack, and your next film's a Scorsese film.
Hey, Adam, dreams do come true.
It's called having range, Adam.
No, well, I didn't want to insult him, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wow. I also saw Anthony when we were over on Byron Allen's show.
He's in a movie about an armadillo next.
Comics Unleashed, and I said, you must come on and do the radio show, and
thank
here
you.
We are.
Thank you for having me.
I'm
man.
A big fan. I know Jimmy's a big fan. Jimmy loves
I
all.
I love Anthony.
He
I
loves
really
all
do.
Black people, but you especially. He
that's
always
true.
Says you're one of his favorite ones. And I'm always.
One of. No, I say one of them.
One of them. He says he's one of his favorite ones of them. And I know what he means because
right.
he's always had an affinity for the blacks.
Yeah, I understand it, man. My mother always told me they love only one, so be mm-hmm. that one.
You are that one.
Thank you for loving me the way that
one
you both
Jimmy
do.
Kimmel and
you're
one
the
Adam
one.
Carolla.
Thank
yes,
you.
And I've
I appreciate
seen you.
That.
Speaking of your mother, I've seen you on Jimmy Kimmel Live many, many times. Tad.
Yes, sir.
Remember about 20 minutes ago when the great Jimmy Kimmel told you to keep this area secure and instead you got drunker and took more pictures with more idiots back here?
I'm at the Playboy Mansion getting drunk. I don't listen to nobody.
I understand, but Jimmy's not nobody. He's somebody.
And I know he's somebody.
And we need you to remove you and your drunken friend's ass from the back of this stage. Thank
Hi,
you
Anthony.
Very much.
How you doing, big man?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's
yeah.
enjoying themselves tonight.
Yeah,
you like my dress?
All right, Big Tad.
Tad, this is a prison-type situation now for Tad here, where he is going to wind up getting raped.
I am sorry. That would be a mitzvah for Tad's ass.
I don't
really
see
would.
Him as a bottom somehow.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
There's a top for every bottom, and somewhere he's out there, and he weighs about 700 pounds.
Yes.
He's probably climbing the Empire State Building right now.
Spiritually, he's a top, but mathematically, I mean, he is definitely a bottom. All right, Big Tad, move along.
You know,
please,
every bottom... Every top needs a bottom.
I am talking to a man who's in the most well-reviewed movie of the year. I would say thus far...
Anthony's a great actor. You ever see him in that The Shield?
Yes.
Boy, and it's especially knowing like what a nice guy he is. It's really scary, and it makes you feel like, ooh, maybe I don't really know him, that he could be so evil.
Well, that's why he's my favorite black. Definitely do not want to cross him.
It's appropriate to say one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why he's my favorite one of them. Thank you, right. Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I've seen you on Jimmy's show many nights, ABC 1206, Monday through Friday, and you often bring up your mother.
Right. I always bring it up. Anthony doesn't. It's not his favorite topic, but I always bring it
no,
up.
No, it is. It's my mom, man.
I know. His mom is. I know how this is because everybody loves my mom, too.
Yes.
But when it's your mom, it's embarrassing when she's saying things. And
right.
It becomes embarrassing. And
yes. Jimmy has a lovely mother.
What is your mother
but
up
it is
to,
embarrassing.
Anthony?
What is
going
she up
on?
My mother's all right, man. She's chilling, man. She's just having fun, enjoying life.
Did you
life.
Buy her that house she wanted you to buy her?
I think I did.
You bought her the house.
You think you did.
I think I did. I think I have something for her. She doesn't know yet.
Oh, really? And is she going to like it, or is she going
to... Of course she's going to like it. I'm giving it to her. Yeah, she knows she's... Yeah.
Is she like that? Would she just like it because you're giving it to her?
Part of... Yeah, you know... No, she would like it because it's me, and she loves me and all that, but another part of her... Yeah. Thank you, baby.
Would say it should be nice.
Well, thank you, baby.
I've learned from watching the show that your mom used to... used to punish you in creative ways when you were younger.
Yes.
Yes, hairbrushes, slippers, things like that.
Well, you know, there was the occasional tying to the bunk beds.
Curling iron.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
While she left you to think about what was going to happen in the next 10 minutes, and every time you tried to wiggle free, the knots got tighter.
Really?
And she would either come in with a mop, a broom. An extension cord.
She really take
cord.
That to you.
Yeah, she did. But it's what made me the man that I am today, so I have my mother to thank for me being who I am.
That's why yes. you're one of my favorite ones of them. And I got to say this, too. Another thing you see is white guys, if we start kidding around about our moms beating the crap out of us with a hairbrush, people are like, oh, good Lord.
Oh, no.
Are you in therapy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You wet the bed? No. I don't think the statutes of limitations have run out.
No. She could go to prison.
She should go to prison. She could go to white lady prison. This is horrible. Sit down, my dear. Are you okay?
It's Can I get you a wet towel?
Yes. When a black guy says, yeah, my mom used to take a piece of rebar and just beat the crap out of it.
This is great stuff.
It's a whooping.
A good old fashioned whooping. That's good.
It goes to show you what our society is. Really
right.
Like.
Yeah. We laugh at your pain. Yeah. If we do white on white crime, it is a tragedy.
You know, but it's therapy.
Anthony's mom, though, is. I mean, she's funny. You know, she's really got. There's something special about her, and people notice it. And she gets like acting roles and stuff. And it drives Anthony crazy.
What has she been in?
She's been in the television show Campus Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, you guys, where are you from originally?
Born and raised here in Compton.
Born and raised here?
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you went to high school out here? What high school did you go to?
Isn't that what people do? They go to school?
I don't know all of your people. You're my favorite one of your people. I assume you went to high school. Did you go to high school?
I did.
Well,
I went to the high school.
I'm from North Hollywood.
There you go, man.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's nice. I've never really met anyone else who's out in Los Angeles.
He's even more in Los Angeles than you are. You're in the Valley. You know?
I know. Yes, I was in the Valley. You are in Los Angeles,
right.
Born and bred.
Yes, sir.
And grow up, was Dad around?
Dad was around, yes.
Oh. And did he beat you with things?
No, he didn't.
He stood idle while Mom beat the crap out of you, right?
He was afraid of getting hit with something himself.
And what did Dad do?
My dad taught me how to be a man.
I'll tell you what, for that reason alone, he's my second favorite one of you guys. I will
wait till the 3-6 Mafia gets out here.
They're my third, fourth.
What happened to them, by the way? How does the 3-6 Mafia disappear?
I'm telling you, they're 86 Mafia. They're gone.
The 3-6 Mafia.
Where's Juicy J?
I'll tell you what they did.
What happened?
Where's Crunchy Black?
They paid one of the girls here. This is
DJ Paul.
They paid one of the girls $20,000 to go home with them.
No, $20,000? And she went?
Never.
Just because she makes pithy conversation.
Never.
Where did they get $20,000?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh,
he wouldn't pay her $20,000 to do that.
They sold their teeth.
Oh, here they are. 3-6
Here they are. Wait a minute. We're hearing rumors that there's a story going around that you guys paid $20,000 to one girl to go home with you.
We have Anthony Anderson here, by the way. You guys worked on Hustle and Flow together. And that's where the reunion part comes
that's
in.
DJ Paul.
Anthony, who do you think deserves... Anthony, who do you think deserves an Academy Award more, you or DJ Paul? Let's be honest.
Anthony Anderson...
He has one.
Anthony Anderson probably deserved it more. He's been in it longer than I have, man. This is my first shot, man. But yeah. I appreciate it, though. I'm glad I got it.
And where is it right now? Where do you keep that thing? Is it you're making it to jewelry?
It's on the hood of the car.
No,
it's in
for
his
real.
Mouth.
You want to hear the truth?
Yes.
You melted it down and made it into teeth?
No. I got a bulletproof glass case made with it in it. And
bulletproof.
And it twist around. They got lights that shine on when I press the button. It's on the in the living room of my house.
Really?
Awesome. Black folks' house, man. Living room, you can't go in it, man. So you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody go in there.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. But
what it means is they rake the carpet and stuff. They don't like the footprints in there.
Ain't no carpet in there, man. Marble floors.
That's right.
What's that, Teresa?
It was carpet before the Oscar, but after the Oscar, I put marble floors in it.
I'm not understanding any of this. I'll be honest.
I'll try to explain.
Honest.
Black people have a room in their house that even they don't go into.
But why would you put bulletproof glass around something that's made of metal?
No, you got to have it bulletproof, man.
Are there other statues?
Because the homies are trying to steal it.
That might say, oh, I see. Oh, you don't want somebody stealing it.
I don't want nobody to steal it, man. Yeah.
All right.
But hold on. He said it's bulletproof, not thief-proof.
Can you translate for it?
It's protected is the point, and it's in the room where
don't
the black
try to come
don't
get
go.
It. And there's cameras all over, and there's pit bulls and some more things. So if you try to come get it, you're going to get your head splitted. Don't
That's
play
right.
with that.
That's a good, you know what? That could be a new song. If you come try to come get it, you're going to get your head splitted.
Write that down, fellas.
Write it down, baby. You better recognize when you come in DJ Paul's house, it's going down. Don't play with that.
You could win another Academy Award for that song. It could be in like a Finding Nemo 3 or something.
I hope so.
We need to take ourselves a break. We're here at the Playboy Mansion. Yes.
Anthony Anderson is here.
Yes.
Anthony Anderson!
The frat guy wants to say something, yes.
Yes, the frat guy.
I just booted. I have not eaten since breakfast. It was all booze.
Okay. You promised you wouldn't throw up the frat guy, but you booted. Okay, it was all booed, so it's cool. And we'll take a quick break from the Playboy Mansion. We'll be back with Anthony Anderson, Jimmy Kimmel, 3-6 Mafia, and the man who just booed a Def Rat guy after this. To you and me, it's Mr. Hefner, and to his friends, it's Hef, and to these lucky ladies up here, it's Johnny Grizzle.
Blotto in the Grotto.
I see dead people.
Adam's Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. More coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show's Blotto in the Grotto, sponsored by Miller Lite, Scores Las Vegas, and TravelWorm.com. Here's Adam.
Adam?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Can we hear me?
I think we're on now. Me and Jimmy Kimmel are out here. We're roaming the grounds here at the Playboy Mansion, the grotto off to our right, the pool off to our left.
We are surrounded by naked women and guys with nose rings here.
Right, except for this guy who has no outfit at all. What are you dressed as, sir?
You.
This is pathetic.
Here's a naked young lady. Hi there.
Hello.
How's everything?
Great.
Did you know you're naked?
Having a blast.
You are, yeah, it looks like.
I gotta tell you something. The only time I really feel free is when I'm either nude or dancing, or, as Jimmy knows, dancing in the nude. So
let me
this
just
must
say,
be liberating.
This young lady, who's not only topless but also bottomless, she doesn't even have shoes on, is the young lady who gave Mike August, the talent booker here at the show, has not had sex in 6 years, her phone number. She wrote it very beautifully on his forearm.
How many numbers does he have on his arm, though, Jimmy?
I must say, is that Anthony Anderson back at the home base?
Yes,
Anthony, baby.
I'm sitting here. You're right. He's got a bunch of numbers, really like 10 for each person, too.
Brusca says he got that number and dialed it and got no answer.
Is
so
that true,
you may
Marissa?
Want to check that.
Did you give Mike a fake number?
No, it's real.
And would you actually go out on a date with Mike?
Possibly.
He's not bad. He doesn't normally dress like this. It's Halloween.
Where are we going?
Where are you going to go, Mike? Where are you taking her? Let's be honest. Someplace inexpensive is where it's going to be.
Yes, the Arby's.
Yes, you don't even require clothes.
Yes.
Make sure he takes her for surf, turf, and surf again.
Yes, you know, Jimmy, Mike August is so cheap that when he takes a woman out, I insist, just to frustrate him, that she order surf, turf, and surf again.
That's why he never goes on a date anymore.
The most expensive thing on... And surf again. The most expensive thing on the menu. You thought surf and turf was the most expensive.
We got a lot of notables here in the audience tonight. Some people who perhaps you've heard throughout the week doing terrible things to themselves to gain admission to this party. We've got... I just saw somebody, but I can't see him anymore. Oh, yes. We've got Kim, the sister of the Marine, who actually made out with Big Fat Tad.
Beautiful. She'll be on the cover of Playboy coming up soon.
Anthony, do you remember Tad? He's that big, fat, disgusting guy that accosted you and was wearing a dress a little while ago.
Look, how could you forget him?
Ooh, someone just burped. I smell bologna, fresh bologna in the air right now. You smell that?
I think that was Def Rat guy.
Let's keep moving around
earlier.
The party. Adam.
Yes, I also see Master, the 6'6".
Yes,
tall glass of chocolate milk.
He
made
is
out with the 72-year-old crackhead Sarah.
He is dressed like a whoopee cushion right now.
It's mainly for the ladies to come and sit on me. So anybody want to come make me fart, come and sit on me.
And have any ladies volunteer to come sit on you and make you fart yet tonight?
I've had a few.
Wonderful.
Why would you want a woman to come sit on you and that's what happens?
Well, I think he's a whoopee cushion, Anthony. And so, look, he's dressed as a whoopee, a classic pink whoopee cushion.
I didn't see that. That's
if Anthony's mom was here, she would be beating the bejesus out of you with a bungee cord right now.
That's right. Your head would be farting. Also, Adam's
Simeon. She might be sitting on it.
Adam's right. Simeon friend Ray is here tonight. He is dressed as either Ponch or John from Chips. I'm not sure. Which one are you dressed as, Ray?
Whatever your fantasy is, Jimmy.
Uh-oh, Ray,
Ray
you're drunk.
Ray is also wearing a vinyl.
Kiss, right.
This outfit is made of pure vinyl, so there's all sorts of hell going on.
I can smell his sack from here.
Oh, yeah?
All right, Ray, easy now.
I'm good.
Easy
I'm not
now.
Curse or easy
everything
now.
All right, Ray?
Fantastic.
Ray, you're loaded. I know you're drunk because I saw you arm wrestling the Marine.
The
earlier.
Marine, the black dude.
Yeah, did they beat you? You're sweating pretty good.
I know. I need a respite and a cigarette.
All right, did they beat you is the question.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Undoable.
Really?
Ask the big white guy. Hey, Goofy.
Really?
White
the big Marine. You mean the big Marine who came
in. This guy's
in.
A giant.
Hey, you, Marine. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
All right, let's run while Ray's off trying to get the Marine. Let's keep moving here.
Because
all sorts of drunken perverts are here right now. This gentleman named Steve, who
right.
I happen to know is a sodomite. We're here by the Grotto. The Miller Lite girls, Adam, have really wanted sports because they have come just painted. They're completely naked. Well, they're not completely naked. They do have bottoms on. But nude and wearing the Miller Lite logo across their beautiful chest.
Is that airbrushed?
It's a bodysuit. It's not paint, I
swear.
Oh,
no. Those are real boobies.
It's really tight.
And actually, your boobs are starting to crack. You should put some carnauba wax on those things. Now,
I was one of the first ones to be painted. That's why.
Who paints your whole body? Who does this?
Earl Scheib. No, really.
A
guy named Mark?
Is that airbrushed on there?
Yes, it's definitely non-toxic.
How long did it take him to do?
A few hours, actually.
Here's the great thing about hot chicks. This young lady was with this guy for a few hours. He was airbrushing her naked. She doesn't even remember his name.
Right. We're a six-pack.
I'll tell you.
You're a six-pack, yeah.
I would
like this guy to airbrush horizontal stripes on my unit because I'm looking for a little girth. And I hear that makes it look bigger. Yes?
Whatever works, right?
All right. And they use a stencil, and then they airbrush the Miller Lite.
It's all freehand, baby. Freehand.
Oh, really? It's all freehand. Wonderful.
Wow. Well, you look great. You really do. You look like if Blue Man Group wasn't for gays, this is what it would look like.
That's right. If they were not homosexual, this is what they'd be like. Oh, you can't get in the water yet, but at a certain point you can dive in.
I don't
Jimmy,
see
watch
not.
Out. You're half step
I'm
away.
About to fall in the water. You're right.
Going into the drain.
This is why Adam is a better human being than I am, because I never would have told him.
No.
Thank you, girls. Thanks to the Miller Lite.
I really just didn't want the mic to short out.
Thanks.
That's all.
All right.
That's the only reason. We're making our way through
Here's
the crowd.
Here's a great scene.
Here.
This is our accountant and our insurance agent.
Where are they?
Right here.
That's
up.
Right. Tony and George, our accountant.
How's it going, fellas?
Are here.
Awesome. What a night.
What are you guys up to? What are you doing? Have you met any ladies tonight? Be honest.
Thank you. We've met quite a few ladies. And
George, have you met any ladies?
Oh, yes. It's a fantasy come true here.
And George, as an insurance agent, when they ask you what you do for a living, professional motocross circuit, I mean, pedophile, it's got to be anything but insurance agent.
What do you say, George?
And really, it's the exact opposite. Just say, I just drop your name, Adam.
You do.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm with Cool.
Wow, there's three girls all.
Oh, there's girls making out here. That's
three-way makeout.
But they're not
right
really
now.
Making out. They're kind of like smooching.
Oh, yes.
They're kissing like cousins kiss. But, oh, wait a minute. It's getting a little more.
Get amongst them,
They're getting
them,
a
Jimmy.
Little more aggressive here. There are three girls now. What are your names, Lenny?
Hi.
Hi, what's going on here?
I'm Tabby.
Young wench. They're all dressed. Well, one of them's dressed as sort of Pocahontas, and the other one's dressed as a bar wench, and the other one's dressed as sort of a pixie.
And what possessed you to begin making out with each other?
Because we want to dance. We want.
I see. Okay. You want to hear some music.
Yeah.
All right.
They're hot, so what can you say?
Hey, everybody. We got three drunken chicks. Tomorrow they'll be working.
Get on my lap.
At the IHOP at the night. They're going to get it on.
Yeah, they can't hear the music because it's in our headphones. But, oh, yeah, we're having a party here.
That's a good
here.
Point.
Well,
yes.
Continue making out, girls. Right, I'm sorry to interrupt. I really am. Now we have a completely topless woman who is posing for photographs with people.
That's right. And she was here earlier,
she's
Jimmy.
She's completely new. Hi there. What's your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda has, well, not pasties on, but actual Sharpies on is what she's
essentially
drawn.
Yes, they've drawn Playboy bunnies with a Sharpie. Now, it's a weird thing because it feels kind of rude to look at your breasts, and it's something that I've trained myself not to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is you have no shirt on, so it would almost seem appropriate. True or false? Yeah. Now, unfortunately, they're still in their drawer. But you are indeed topless, and have you been topless all night?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and bottomless at a certain point as well.
You were bottomless
before.
Oh,
wait. Yep.
And
well,
now you're
there
bottomless
it is.
Again.
Yes.
Well, that's a certain freedom that I don't have, and I admire that. Thank you.
She is bottomless.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, should we make our way back up to the stage?
Yes, let's make our way back up to the stage. Excuse me. No, I'm not Adam. I'm Jimmy, but people Jimmy. Often get us confused.
Jimmy, go this way. I don't think the mics work that way.
Yes.
I'm posing for a picture. There's no better radio than me posing for a picture.
Yeah, me too. I'm not posing for a picture with that beautiful topless girl from moments ago.
We're making
It'll
our way.
It'll be posted on her MySpace.
Back up the stage.
Anthony, you should have come down here with us. I mean, it was...
I saw Jimmy. I think you need to come back the other way.
Yes. I'm coming back to you now. Oops, sorry about that.
The Playboy Mansion is where we are. The
I got to tell you, Adam, the things...
just walking through. Yes.
Things people did to get into this party, if they have any idea... I hope we're going to have pictures or something of this on the website, because if they have any idea what happened here tonight, people are going to be chopping their genitals off to come to this party next year.
Yes. It was debauchery at its finest.
Do you suppose any of the people here, any of the guys who paid the steep prices they paid, are going to get the ultimate reward of a lady's private parts?
Well, I would say they've all had an eyeful, at least an eyeful, up until this point. I mean, even if they leave tonight and they just go home alone, they've still managed to have a pretty good evening just from what I've been seeing over here over the last 4 hours.
I think getting in was the reward.
That's right.
Anything really else nice is just gravy.
Thank you. Anthony Anderson, this is why he's one of my favorite ones of them. We need to take a quick break. We're here at the Playboy Mansion. Jimmy Kimmel, Anthony Anderson here. We'll be right back with a little something we call feel or no feel after this.
And we're back to the Adam Carolla Show live at the Playboy Mansion, the Blotto in the Grotto Halloween Party. Now it's time for feel or no feel. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Dawson, you need a Sucrets. And yeah. You are falling
God
apart,
God bless
my
Dawson
friend.
For doing that fake voice he talks in all night long.
Maybe I love it. I
coming
love
up
it.
Next.
I'm doing my best.
Killer's Ordeal.
Anthony Anderson here from The Departed. Best movie of the year. Plus, Till Death premieres next Thursday at 8 p.m. on Fox. Jimmy Kimmel here, of course. People are officially drunk now. I'm walking around. Everyone's doing the dude. You know, yeah. When guys get drunk, they bust out the dude. Now, there are guys like Big Tad who call everyone dude all the time. He calls his priest dude.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, father. He calls his mom dude. If a cop pulls him over, it's dude. Grandmother's dude.
Grandma's granddude.
granddude. Everyone is dude. But some guys don't bust out the dude until they've had a 12-pack, and then the dude comes out.
Right.
Like, that's where the guy who never uses the dude pulls me aside and says, dude, we need to take a picture, and that's how I know he's drunk.
Because for me, it's at about 15 beers is when I'll break down and say dude.
Right. Dude. Yes, Big Tad is out there dutifully using his dude call.
Well, dude is out there, and we're going to play a game show that you guys have come up.
Right.
I have the rules here. Do you want me to read the rules?
Yes, Jimmy.
Should we have Mike? Do you want to introduce the name of the show?
Mike Dawson.
Oh, Mike's left.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll introduce it then. It's called Feel or No Feel.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the rules. We got five of the girls from Deal or No Deal here.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I should say we were supposed to have five of the girls, but they all canceled on us at the last minute. So instead, we have the girls from Scores here, some beautiful all-nude women, five of them who are being harassed by a guy dressed as Gilligan right now.
That's
each
right.
One of them has a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
The contestant, and I don't know, have we determined who the contestant is? Teresa, do
yes,
we know?
We
Teresa.
Have.
Handsome
say hello.
Man dressed as
Hi.
A pirate.
Pirate, what's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon,
are you ready to play Feel or No Feel?
I think so.
Here's how it's going to go, Brandon. You're going to choose one briefcase of the five. No, all right. I don't know. And then we
Here's
will reveal the contents of the briefcase that you will not be winning. Okay.
I was ready to jump in, but I realized I have no idea how the game is played either.
It's a brand new game, but I think it apes exactly Deal or No Deal. The contestant will select one briefcase, which will be removed and brought to you, Adam,
I see.
To hold
I
for
see.
Safekeeping.
Just like Deal
sort
or No
Sort of like
deal.
How he does it.
I see.
I've not seen that show, but I hear it's entertaining. Okay, so that's what we're going to do.
All right, so
the
Brandon,
contestant's going to pick one briefcase.
Brandon is the world's gayest pirate.
It will be set aside.
select a briefcase, and we'll bring it up here. So let's start that process first.
Now, perhaps I'm too intoxicated to have been trusted with the rules, Adam, is what I'm realizing right now.
Well, Dave, you've done a yeoman's job thus far, Kimball. Don't beat yourself up.
Thank you. Anthony?
Anthony Anderson,
yes,
is one of my favorite representations of them. You would say it'd be a crime for young Jimmy Kimball to beat himself up.
Gay pirate. Choose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Brandon, who is it?
Thank you, Dave.
Number three.
Bringing this back on track.
Number three.
Marilyn number three.
Monroe.
Now,
no.
That's Mike August's girlfriend.
No,
number
she was
three,
about to open it up.
Marissa.
Now, no. Dave Damashek, do we say what's in the cases?
We do not. We've removed it from the group, and now you are going to hold on to it until the appropriate time.
Now the real game begins.
Okay. Now, the briefcase is revealed. Now, there's five different prizes or booby prizes in each case, right?
There are many good prizes. Here's what they are. $100 Scores gift certificate. A Sharpie unibrow, which means you have to shave your real eyebrows off, and we'll pencil in the unibrow.
Well, Brandon already looks like Agnes Moorhead, so there's not much brow to go there, but we'll see what we can
do. That's not a very good one.
Yes.
Now, another good one. 5 minutes in the grotto with new Jesse Jane.
Holy hell.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Now,
I hear
here's
that
a bad
Jesse
one.
Jane OD'd about an hour ago, and they're pumping her stomach at Cedars right now.
Even better.
That's what I heard. And by the way, Dave, why couldn't we have read this before he picked the case?
Hey, Dave, it's a $500 Scores gift card.
$500.
Now, yes. Because we can't. That's not the way the game's played, Corolla. If I could change the rules, I would.
Okay.
All right.
And
bro.
5 minutes in the grotto with new Tad is another briefcase. And finally, a Scores VIP trip to Las Vegas.
So again,
ooh, la, la, the
quickly,
richest of all
the prizes. A $500 Scores gift card. You get a Sharpie unibrow drawn on you. 5 minutes in the grotto with a new Jesse Jane. 5 minutes in the grotto with a new Tad. Or a Scores VIP trip to Las Vegas. Three good prizes, two bad prizes.
Hold on. Def Frat Guy wants to chime in. Def Frat Guy?
If you want in this contest, realize this is definitely not a sausage fest.
Right now, Def Rat Guy.
Def Rat Guy's loaded, by the way.
He's loaded, and on his lap is the girl with just the Sharpie of a Playboy on her nipples.
I booed it, but it was all booed. I've been eating since breakfast.
All right.
Andy Anderson.
Now, do we open the case? I'm so confused.
No. We do not open the case.
No.
Ace, whatever briefcase you are currently in possession
of, to this.
Goodness knows what lies within.
That's right.
Now, Brandon the Gay Pirate, it is up to you to select your next case, which will be opened immediately.
Okay, Brandon, which will it be?
Number five.
Brandon picks number five.
Now, this you cannot win this.
Do not. We do want to open it.
Oh, we're opening it now.
We do open it.
Open case number five.
You cannot win this.
Anthony Anderson, have you ever seen the show Deal or No Deal?
I have, but I've never seen Feel or No Feel. I think she needs to show
open
Brandon. She needs to open the case
open
and show it,
it
to Brandon right
I'm
now.
I'm trying.
This is what
there
happens when
your
contestants are naked.
Hold on. Is this what he wins or what he does not win?
No, this is eliminated.
He does not win.
Eliminated. Okay.
This is what he does not
win. He will not win a nude grotto
with
Big
Ted.
Disappointing.
All right, that's good news for
him. Viagra.
Let's go to the next case. What's the next case?
Okay, Brandon.
What's that?
What's the next case?
Four.
Number four.
All right. Let's see what else he did not win.
He did not win
a Sharpie unibrow.
Wow. The two bad prizes are now off the table. Wow.
Only the good prizes are left.
Brandon, you're on a lucky streak. Who is it?
Your next number, Brandon.
Brandon's going to Vegas. He's going to Vegas.
Let's go number two.
Number two.
You will do not win.
A Scores trip to Vegas.
VIP trip.
I still think the 5 minutes in the grotto with Jesse Jane is the grand prize.
How about now this just added oral from Anthony Anderson.
Brandon the Gay Pirate. You now can go with case number one, which is still
one of my favorite ones.
Or you can go with the case you originally
selected.
Now,
let's review what's left. 5 minutes in the grotto with Jesse Jane.
Correct. Or a $500 Scores gift certificate. Do you want the case that's still out in the field, or do you want the case that sits with Adam Carolla?
You want the one?
Yeah, number three. That's the winning one right there.
All
right.
Carolla, open it up.
He gets to keep this?
Let's see what it is.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
$500 Scores gift certificate.
A $500 gift card to Scores. Congratulations, gay pirate guy.
Thank you.
You're going to Scores.
That was feel Very or cool. no feel. And it's a good thing because Jessie Jane, porn star Jessie Jane, is floating face down in the grotto and has been there for the last 3 hours.
Brandon, are you excited about your trip to Scores?
I'm very excited. I'll have to make a special trip.
Wonderful.
Hey, everybody. Wow. He's gay.
He is the gay pirate.
He's gay. He's got a parrot on his shoulder, and you can find him at Scores. Avast there, ye matey. I'll see you on Fire Island. Maybe you'll be burying some of your diplomes into a dude. Hey, let's do that again.
Do we have other things?
Brandon, you're not gay, are you?
No.
Hold on. Def Rec guy wants to chime in, yes.
Whoever left the youth condom in the grotto, that's Bush League, bro.
All right, we need to take a break. I think we have this game sorted out. We've honed it to a razor-sharp edge, and we're going to play another round when we come back from the Playboy Mansion.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Anthony Anderson
Enjoy
is here.
Adam is
Jimmy
drunk.
Kimmel is here. I've had a few boozes. I have a problem with alcohol. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm fine. I told Hef I'm sleeping over. I brought my PJs. I'll be sliding in next to him tonight.
Adam, I just wish you would do a drunken Captain Blowhard.
Oh, wow. Listen, people. I do it, but you know what? You can't handle it, okay?
Okay.
I'm not in the business of lying, you understand? I'm not your nurse, not your therapist, not your nanny, not your grampy, all right? You don't want to hear the truth with it, you come to the right place. No, the wrong place. Gravity, circle around. Helmet's not a chair, people. All right, we'll take a break here for the Playboy Mansion, which does not suck.
Let's do a Ziggy Socky before we go to the break.
We'll do a quick Ziggy Socky.
Ziggy Socky, Ziggy Socky, oi, oi, oi. Ziggy Socky, Ziggy Socky, oi, oi, oi. Ziggy Socky, Ziggy Socky, oi, oi, oi.
And we'll be back from the Playboy Mansion after this.
Because he's fat, fat, big fat Tad. Fu Manchu that probably smells like ham. Adam threw him a bone and put Tad on his show. Yeah.
I'm Hugh Hefner, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Thanks, Hugh. Anthony Anderson is here. We're at the Playboy Mansion. We are hanging out. One more break to go. Again, we're situated. Well, now there are new dudes in the pool at this point. The women have been naked all night. The wheels have officially come off the wagon. Jimmy Kimmel has been dispatched to the grotto. Jimmy, you have a report for us?
I am in the grotto right now. There are a lot of naked people. Most of them are guys. We'll tell you right now. But there are some naked people. There is a girl dry humping a man, and there is a man... committing a sex act on a woman in fishnet stockings right now.
I'm confused.
There's another young lady banging me in the nuts with a beach ball right now as well. So it's a good time here.
Well, tip her and let her move on, Jimmy. There is someone actually fornicating in the grotto as we speak.
They're not fornicating, but let's just say...
They're close.
Yeah, let's just say nothing and leave it at that.
Legend has it, Jimmy.
Yes.
That on a quiet night, if you close your eyes and you listen, you'll hear James Caan going, "Oh Christ!"
Hold on, let me listen for a second.
Let's try that.
Be perfectly silent.
Yes,
I will see if I can
legend
hear it.
Has it.
Nope, but you know what? You know what I heard?
What?
I heard Bill Cosby saying, "Holy moly."
Well, I got to tell you, I am a fan of Bill Cosby, but my favorite one of them, Anthony Anderson, still remains at the top of my black pyramid. I want you to know that right now.
Adam, that's very upsetting for intern Jerron.
I got to understand, I don't count him as black. He wears flip-flops and doesn't do the normal handshake that the brothers do. Yeah, I must say. A lot of people have a food pyramid. I have a black pyramid. And Anthony Anderson sits at the top of it.
And Jerron is in the section with the white bread.
Ace, the reason why I think Jimmy couldn't hear Jimmy Caan bellowing with glee was because Tad, Fat Tad, was over there yelling at me that feel or no feel was effing stupid, dude. What the F? I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize you needed to know what was going on, Fat Tad.
Yes.
Just wear the dress.
Now watch out, because a normally belligerent Big Tad is now drunken and belligerent.
He's upset that we didn't play veal or no veal.
Okay, guys, here's a break-in from the grotto. There's actual fornication happening.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Can you describe?
A woman.
Can you imagine? Oh, Big Tad is now being tossed in a pool.
Ray
Jimmy
the
Kimmel.
Ape and Chris Bone.
Ray and my buddy Chris are going to throw Big Tad into the swimming pool, and there he goes. Big Tad has now been tossed into the swimming pool thanks to my buddy Ray and Chris. And Conan the Barbarian, who was arm wrestling with Ray moments earlier. Big Tad is flailing about. No, ladies, that's not a manatee. That is barely a man. That's Big Tad. Nice job, fellas.
Meanwhile, here in the grotto, there's a balding man with a lot of body hair just about to mount a woman who looks like she was in an Art Crumb comic, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it does get sad as the night wears on. But imagine if he plants his seed and, in fact, she becomes pregnant from their encounter inside the grotto.
What a beautiful little whore they would give birth to.
Yes, it would be, certainly would be a story to tell. Yes, Def Rat Guy wants to chime in. Yes, Def Rat Guy.
Have a nice swim, bro. Either that rum is filled with something I don't know about. Or it's filled with mayonnaise.
Oh, no. Drunken Deaf Rat Guy. Impossible to understand.
Deaf Rat Guy. Hard to understand on a good day. Now, with the 12-pack of Miller Lite in him, he just booted moments earlier.
22 beer buzz, bro.
Check it. Jimmy,
yes.
Is it true that you've invited the Deaf Rat Guy to crash at your house tonight?
I have indeed invited the Deaf Rat Guy. My frat house is his frat house, you know?
Yes, I understand.
By the way, there's some good-looking nigga girls. And, oh, no, Tad just wandered back into the grotto, and he is unleashed. He is what? He looks good wet, I have to say. He's like when your dog goes in the pool and it's
right.
Kind of cute.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, and Tad is now in the grotto with several nude women. He's just removing his shirt now. I'm suspecting that next he'll remove his pants. There's a girl grabbing him. She's rubbing his nipples.
Well, the good news is
we can see it all through
Jimmy,
the waterfall.
If Big Tad gets naked, his tremendous gunt will hang over his phallus.
I'm worried
that he shouldn't see anything.
I'm worried that his sack will fill the grotto and we'll all be smothered.
It is a possibility. So Tad is naked now. Tad is in the grotto with the other naked patrons of the party here. Again, people were S-faced about an hour ago, and now they're gone.
Spanking, Adam, there's girls spanking each other here in the grotto. Swim over here, for God's sake, will you?
They've gone into almost a blackout phase. If you've just joined us,
there's a guy dressed like Jesus here, too, which is really...
That's Kyle, yes.
I know, but I figured the listeners wouldn't know that. But he's dressed like Jesus, and he's watching two girls spank each other.
Oh, no! Wait a second.
Oh, no.
Ray the ape is now naked, jumping about. Look out, everyone. Into the pool he goes.
Ray just got naked.
He's nude in the pool.
And Big Tad, meanwhile, has grabbed a woman, and this woman was, a moment ago, she was spanking her ass and showing everyone, and now she is pushing Tad away and pretending to be perturbed by his activities. Tad, keep moving.
If you're just joining us, Jimmy Kimmel is over manning the grotto mic. He is viewing what's going on at the grotto. Anthony Anderson is here, one of my favorite ones of them, from The Departed. Till Death is also one of his projects, going to be Thursday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox. Dave Damaschek up
Anthony,
here.
Anthony, come check this grotto out here. You won't believe it.
I'm walking over.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you watch the polar bear in the zoo, watching Tad, like, play with things. Like, I mean, he's fat and he's swimming around and he seems to be really having a good time.
Meantime, on our part of the zoo, we see the ape that is named Ray. Hey, yeah. By the way, Teresa, you almost had a date with Ray. He's very manly, but now for the first time you've seen him in the nude. How do you feel?
Well, he had a good moment earlier when, he's back.
Uh-oh.
And he's nude.
He's wet nude now.
He's nude. Ray, watch out. Uh-oh. You're going to hit that island.
He's a gorilla.
Big Tad just did a cannonball in the grotto.
Oh, the humanity.
And by the way, it's not a great name for it because he's much bigger than a cannonball. Much, much bigger than a cannonball.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's really like 30 meatballs.
Mike August is about to jump in the grotto. Mike, give me your phone because you're going in. Give me your phone.
The sanctity of the grotto.
I grabbed Mike's phone right before he went into the grotto. And Mike is wet now in the grotto.
Our booker, Mike August, has now been thrown in the water.
This is suddenly taking a very gay turn.
Ray is completely naked. He's mincing about the party.
Mike's
running
digital.
Around. Perhaps he wants to share his love with young Teresa Strasser.
I don't care for that.
Teresa, what do you think of his nude form?
Well, he started off well when he had his clothes on and he picked me up as though he was going to throw me in the pool. And that was a... I thought more animal than man, but I think I love him.
Right.
Now that he's naked, I've taken it. No.
Teresa, come get naked in the grotto with Tad and Mike August. I think it would be a great bonding experience.
Oh, it is very
wet, Ray. Here comes a sopping wet Ray to share his love. Look, let me say this honestly. As it is, Teresa is going to see her therapist twice a week. Would you like to shoot for three times a week? Twice a day. She's our Big Tad. Big Tad is new. Big Tad, whoa. There's now a fight going on.
No,
Big Tad is attempting to drag.
He's dragging on at the water now, bro.
Big Tad, please, you're drunk and disorderly. We will tranquilize you. We will dart you, Big Tad, and return you to your natural habitat.
It's about to go down, Jimmy. It's about to go down, Jimmy. It's going down, Jimmy.
Ray's taking Teresa into the pool.
This is taking Teresa Strasser into the pool.
Take her into the grotto.
Not do that. Oh, the human.
Take her into the grotto.
She will sue our asses. Ray's just jumped into the pool.
Trying to throw me in the. She jumped in on her own.
Jumped into the swimming pool.
I have to go to church tomorrow now.
The wheels have officially come off the wagon. There's not enough Purell and wet naps in the world to ever get clean
naked,
from this.
Naked Ray, naked Fat Tad, and now poor Teresa in her go-go girl outfit in the most grotesque threesome in recorded history.
And I have to say, wait a minute, drunken frat guy. Deaf frat guy wants to say all something. Right. Yes.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you can hear me.
The water must
out of this
be
grotto.
Warm.
Right.
Because it seems to have no effect on Ray.
Right.
He's hung like a kibata.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy, have you lost
us? Yes. I'm sorry. They're pulling my headphones off, and I'm being beaten. I feel like I'm reporting from Baghdad right now.
Yes. It is, again, this is...
I'm actually being raped. Big Tad has come to save me.
It's officially turned into Sodom and Gomorrah here. Anthony Anderson is here to my right. Deaf frat guy to my left. A nude Ray stands behind me. Ray, please. Who's my... Wait a minute.
I'm going to try to escape the grotto now, Adam. This has been...
Please return back to home base. We worry for your safety, Jimmy. I also have a Mike August, talent booker, who was fully dressed and thrown into the pool moments ago.
I'm out of the grotto now, thank God.
Please make your way back. Anthony's worried sick about you.
Let me tell you something. It's like all your life you dream of going into the grotto at the Playboy Mansion, and then once you get in there, it's like, oh, my God, get me out of here.
Yes, I understand. Deaf rat guy, yes.
Whoa. August, you idiot. You had my phone in your pocket when you were thrown in... the grotto. Dude,
true,
you owe me a lot of money, bro.
That is true. Mike August did throw his two cell phones to me, but one was after he was already in the water.
And I feel like I should apologize and reset for the people that are sober, that are driving to work at 9:45 in the morning, who wonder, what the hell is going on? Understand, you people may very well be in your tourist wagons on your way to your daily grind. That is not where we're at. We're at the Playboy Mansion, effed up.
But the good news is, while you guys are feeling fine and you had a little coffee, you're driving to work, Right now I'm dry heaving in my bathroom.
That's a good point. That's right. We taped this the night before. So while you guys are on your second cup of Sanka and finishing off the croissant on the way to your dead-end job, the great Jimmy Kimmel's dry heaving into a waste paper can next to his bed.
Maybe not even that. Maybe like some sort of popcorn
or
tin.
Or slipper.
Yeah.
A decorative popcorn tin.
Clock
perhaps.
Radio box.
Where are you at this time tomorrow, Anthony?
This time tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll probably be in the bed asleep.
Your mom trying to choke you out using the tie from your bathrobe?
For snoring. The tie from my ninth grade graduation.
She's using the tassel that hung from your cap and gown and trying to strangle you with it.
Teresa.
Yes.
If I may interrupt for a moment. You just were attacked in a way. There aren't words. Naked Ray and Big Tad came, dragged you off into the pool against your
yes.
will. And dunked you. How do you feel?
I'm a little sad about my boots. Girls will understand.
Your boots,
my
yes.
My boots went in the water. And
right.
I couldn't help thinking, you know, all those hours in journalism school really, really paid off.
It really paid dividends. Really.
Was the water warm?
It was. It was nice, like a bathtub.
I think it's good. I think it's good for you that you went in the pool. You can say, yeah, I jumped in the pool to play Ranchi. You don't have to mention that some fat, drunken coworkers.
Adam. Right, and it's a good way to explain to my doctor how I got the rash.
Adam, I'm sorry I'm drunk right now, but,
yes,
but let me ask you something.
All right.
Big Ted is soaking wet.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
He's topless.
The Playboy Mansion.
He's soaking wet.
I want to get Brusca into the pool.
I see.
Now, I gotta get Brusca in the pool.
I gotta tell Adam when the show's over. You throw me
I don't care if you have to tell Adam when the show's over. Your ass is coming to the pool with me right now.
Wait a minute.
Adam.
Oh, the humanity.
Suddenly it's just turned into a WWE event.
No.
Chad is literally dragging.
It's a steel cage match.
To the pool right now.
It's a steel cage match. Don't electrocute him. Don't electrocute him.
He is soaking wet, and so is Tad.
He's wet and full of electricity.
Oh, my assistant, Lindsay.
And Ray pushed Lindsay into it.
Dressed as strawberry shortcakes, just went to the pool as well. Brusca in the pool.
Nothing worse than wet shortcakes.
Oh, the humanity.
Adam, while I have you in a good...
Hey, where's my phone, you fat F?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. That
friend. Dad has an urgent message.
Wow. Guys, swim in my phone, you fat F.
All right.
Big Tad has gotten out of control.
He's saying the show's over.
We have the phone. Well, I'm told we're out of time. Mercifully, this has come to an end.
Wow. I want to say thank you to you, Adam Carolla. Thank you to producer Jim Brusca for putting on this event. But most of all, thank you to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for having us together to share this.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. Thank you, 3-6 Mafia, Kirkpatrick, Hugh Hefner, Lycus, Anthony Anderson, everybody. What a man. He's my favorite one of them. Our sponsor, Miller Lite, Scores of Las Vegas, TravelWorm.com. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.